High school football is on the air. The KHAS Radio High School Pregame Show is brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling. For all of your remodeling needs, contact Bill at 402-469-8551 or visit the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings.
And good afternoon. Welcome to Norfolk. It's the Class C-1 State High School football playoffs today here on 1230 KHAS as Adam Central gets set to take on Norfolk Catholic. We'll spend a couple of minutes with Adam Central head coach Bill Carlin. Coach, this is more of a semifinal or finals matchup, but unfortunately we see it here in round number two.
Yeah, there's two pretty good programs that have been, you know, consistent throughout the years, and Norfolk Catholic has been on the top of the perch, though, for a lot of years, and they've won, you know, three in a row now, and they're the team that everybody's trying to knock off that tough peg, so we got to go through them sometime.
What about facing the three-time defending state champs here in round number two?
Well, it doesn't matter what round it is. We drew a really tough bracket, I thought, and we got three or four tough opponents here just to get down to Lincoln. And so, you know, we just have to look at the one right in front of us right now. It's Norfolk. Last week it was Shadron, and we'll see who's there next week. But, you know, our kids know they just got to play the game in front of them and take them one at a time.
The kids looking forward to a challenge of facing a team of the caliber of Norfolk Catholic today?
I think so, but I don't think they're in awe of them or anything. I think the last few years playing games like McCook and Elkhorn and some of those schools and Aurora, you know, they can make you humbled pretty much in a hurry. And so, you know, our kids know what it's like to play top-notch competition, and that's what it'll be today. We'll have to play well, but we know that we can play with these guys if we get after it.
Last week it was a win over Shadron in the opening round. It was your 11th first-round win since 2001. So you guys get off a good start in the playoffs. You take advantage of it.
Well, we're hoping to, yeah. We you know, want to string together. We think we have some consistency. We hope our season throughout the regular season, we had four of our opponents in the playoffs, and so we just want to try to use that to help build. And then it's up to the kids. You know, a lot of them do so many things to get prepared for this, and they play so hard, and you got to give them a lot of credit. They do a great job.
What about the game with Shadron last week in the opening round? It was really a defensive show for you guys.
I thought our defense played really well, and then I thought the second half our offense kind of strung some things together and got the defense off the field a little bit, and so they ended up started complimenting each other, but I thought our defense really played well, especially the second half, and really other than the one drive in the second quarter, played a really a nice ball game, but that one drive they seemed like they kept the ball forever on us.
Offensively, you guys got off to a kind of a slow start. You were shut out in the first half of play, although you did have two possessions in Shadron's territory. What about the first half offensively for you guys?
I thought our first possession, I thought we scored once, and Buzz broke through and got into the secondary, and he kind of misread a block from a wide receiver, and if he cuts left instead of right, I think he scores, and instead he kind of broke into the defensive guy. And then we kind of got bogged down there a little bit there around the 15 or 20-yard line, missed a field goal, and then they got the ball and kept it for 19 plays, converted four third downs and eight or longer, and just did a nice job of moving the ball and went down, scored a touchdown on us and took the lead. And we just didn't get very much going then. We kind of went in and out, but we only had the ball for about three possessions, I think, the whole first half, and the last one finished when we were marching, got back down into their territory. So we had one possession that really didn't produce much, and then we ran out of time at halftime.
After halftime, I think you scored in the first two possessions of the second half. Got things that cranked up a little bit last week.
Yeah, I thought we did a little better job. It was really the first drive of the second half, I thought, was a big drive for us. Gave our kids some confidence. And then, actually, when they jumped off sides and we took the lead, I thought it really gave us a shot of adrenaline. I thought our kids were really pumped up, and they knew that we got this here now. We just can't let it go. And I thought they really played hard from there on out.
Buzz Neerklein has usual sum, 148 yards, but we can remember Jack Berry had several carries, eight carries, matter of fact, 45 yards. Not a ton of yardage, but in some critical situations for you guys.
Yeah, I thought Buzz ran the ball really well, and everybody knew he was going to run our tailback, and we did. And I thought then our fullback and our quarterback both gave us good running plays. I thought they carried the ball well, and Dylan, I thought, played really well as at the quarterback spot. He threw the ball pretty decent, I thought, when we asked him to, other than one play, and when we threw an interception. But other than that, I thought he played very well, threw the ball well, had some tough completions, and pulled it down when he didn't have anything. And then I thought he ran the ball very well. And Jack, I just thought he ran really hard inside. He gave us another dimension. They were kind of scraping over the top top of him and running past him to get to Buzz. And when they sometimes he had the ball and they just ran right by him trying to get to our tailback. So that really helped us out.
Why was he successful in this ball game? He hasn't had a whole lot of carries throughout the year. Why was he successful in this game?
Well, I think they were leaning on Buzz so hard that they were scraping, and sometimes where he would run one play and he'd block a linebacker, the next play he'd run right at the linebacker and sometimes have the ball and they not realize it. They'd scrape over the top of him trying to get to Buzz, and he had the ball going inside them. So I think a little bit of a change up there helped, and I think some of our schemes they were taken away with the way they defended us, but they opened up some things for our fullback.
Different story here today with the Norfolk Catholic. We'll come back and talk about the Knights as our pregame show continues after this.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
Back with Adams Central head coach Bill Carlin. His team is on the road today at Norfolk Catholic as they see the three-time defending state champions here today. Coach, Adams Central a little bit banged up. Everybody is this time of the year, but you got some guys that are nursing some injuries. Some going to see action, others not.
Yeah, we have a few down today. You know, Logan Schmidt and Jesse Lincoln both got hurt earlier in the year and had season-ending injuries, and they're down on the shelf for us right now. And then Logan Bowen and Alex Keller and Alex Meyer are all kind of nursing some injuries a little bit for us, and they're going to try to play today for us. So we got a few kids that are really working hard. They want to play bad, and they're going to see what they can do.
Norfolk Catholic, a team that beat Gibbon in the opening round last week, 34-18. Looks like a power rushing attack we're going to see today. They average about 290 yards per ball game rushing.
Yeah, they do. They got a very good line up front. They really move the ball well by running. In past years, they've had some abilities to throw the ball a little bit more, but this year I think they're more geared towards running the ball, and they can throw the ball, but they just haven't had to a whole lot. Their running game is very good. They dot their I with Jackson Love, who's a very, very good running back. He's always got forward lean. He's got great balance, and he's got that speed to just kind of hop, step you, and step to the outside that you kind of see at the college level, and you don't see too often at our level, but he's very talented. Their quarterback does a nice job for him, and then they got some speed at their other receiver spots.
Looks like two teams with very good running backs. You mentioned Jackson Love, of course, Buzz for us. Looks like a ball game maybe very similar in nature. Both guys want to lean on the tailbacks today.
Well, I think so. Both teams are very similar in the style of play. They both run a lot of I formation with two tights or a pro set with two wide receivers. And then our tailbacks are going to carry the ball a bunch. We're going to sprinkle in the fullback every now and then and going to run a little bit of a trap play every now and then. But we're going to probably run at each other for a little bit.
You mentioned the quarterback. His name is Zach Pospisil. What have you seen out of him?
Well, he's got good knowledge of the game. He has a decent arm. He probably likes to roll out a little bit more than some pocket quarterbacks that we see. Most of their play action passes is where he excels at the most, and that's because they set it up with their running game so well, and they get you cheating up, and then they try to run right by you. And so he has good ability to hide and conceal the ball, and so we'll have to read our keys really well.
He don't throw the ball a whole lot. He completes 52% of his passes, but he does have 11 touchdown passes this year. So when they do throw, it sounds like they're a threat.
Yeah, they're very efficient. You know, people get cheating up on them, and they can get cheating up with a secondary to stop the run. And when they do hit you with a play-action pass, it seems like they've had good success and got points on the board.
Are we equipped? Can we go just toe-to-toe with this team and try to run all day against this team?
Probably not. I think they got good linemen up front. I think we'll have to mix it up and spread it out a little bit at different times and try a few things differently and see what we can do with that and take a chance here and there. And if we execute well, then that'll be a smart move. If we don't, then it'll probably be a dumb move.
The keys are maybe shutting down this team today.
Well, first of all, we got to take care of the football when we have it. We have to not turn it over, eliminate penalties, which is two things that we've done very well this year. And then on defense, we can't give up the big play. Got to make them work for every inch they get, make them take the long, hard path, and hope that if they are moving it on us, that maybe they make a mistake and have a turnover or a fumble or a interception or a penalty along the way and maybe stop themselves a little bit. And then we probably need to, you know, have a big play happen for ourselves. We need to have a big pass play or a big run to help ourselves out a little bit.
Looks like both of these teams have tremendous defenses that really rely on the turnover. You got the turnover margins very good on both sides of the ball. Obviously, it could come down to something like that today.
Yeah, it could. You know, and Lady Luck sometimes just has to be on your side and the ball bounce your way at the right time. And we need to stay clean of injuries today. Our depth has been about depleted, and we're down to some really young kids. If we have to go to the bench a little bit, we might be in trouble a little bit, as we could get outmanned in some of those positions, not from lack of effort, just because lack of age.
Okay, good luck today.
Thanks a lot, Mike.
Yep. Bill Carlin, the head coach for Adams Central. Stick around. Sonny Lennox and the play-by-play description up next. It's Adams Central and Norfolk Catholic today on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the KHAS pregame show, brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling of Hastings, proud supporter of area high school athletics and schools. Stay tuned. Play-by-play is up next on Hastings' link to local high school sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
If you need body work done, see the experts at Hess Auto Body in Hastings. They're located at 208 West South Street. Hess Auto Body does full body repair, windshield repair, painting, and more. Plus, they offer free estimates. Let Hess Auto Body take the worry out of your accident and the dents out of your car. Hess Auto Body at 208 West South Street in Hastings. Call Dave at 460-9542. That's 460-9542. Hess Auto Body at Hastings.
Our next stop on the road to Lincoln, round two. Sure. Round one may have had some bumps along the way.
Everybody else is in tight. Snap, it'll be a quarterback keeper, and he is hammered, and the ball pops out again!
But we made our way through. On to the next round.
Comes to the left side, he's under pressure, he throws the ball, he's hit, the ball's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Bowen at the 30, 25-20. Bowen is at the 15, makes a move, he's at the 10, he's at the 5-yard line, touchdown!
Four more quarters, and we're down to eight. One more win, and you move on. The journey continues on 1230 KHAS. This afternoon on 1230 KHAS, the Adams Central Patriots battle the three-time defending Norfolk Catholic Knights in a Class C1 second-round playoff game. We head now to Norfolk for the play-by-play of today's game. Here's KHAS Sports Director Mike Will.
And a very pleasant good afternoon. Welcome to Memorial Field in Norfolk here this afternoon, the Class C1 State High School football playoff game between the six-seeded Adams Central Patriots and the third-seeded Knights of Norfolk Catholic. I'm Mike Weller. Call the play-by-play for you this afternoon. Adams Central 8-1 in the season. Their only loss this year was their season-opening loss to Cozad, 34-14. Since then, they have rattled off eight wins in a row, including last week's opening round win over Chadron, 22-7. Norfolk Catholic, they have a record of 7 wins and 2 losses on the season. Their only regular season losses to number one ranked Boone Central Newman Grove, 28-22, and to Pierce, 22-21. They beat Gibbon last week by a score of 34-18. Our game time temperature and wind conditions brought to you by Precision Heating and Air Conditioning of Hastings. The temperature at game time will be 37 degrees with winds out of the west at about 7 miles per hour. Precision Heating and Air in Hastings, it's time for you to upgrade to a more energy and cost-efficient Lennox heating and cooling system. Talk to Tom at Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings today to find out all the tax credits you qualify for when you replace your old system with a new energy and cost-efficient Lennox system. Find Precision Heating and Air Conditioning online at hastingsprecision.com, or you can stop in Monday through Friday at 314 West 2nd Street in Hastings. They tell us they had snow overnight. In fact, they were clearing the field from snow when we got here earlier today. It's a brand new facility with field turf, so pretty good conditions here today with no Remnants of snow left on the field as we get ready to go. Adams Central will kick the ball off. It's retrieved here by the Knights at the 10-yard line. Back to the 15, center of the field at the 20, 25, 30. Out to the 32, 33, 35-yard line. Out to the 37. Returning the ball there for a Norfolk Catholic with Seth Montag. So a good return by Norfolk Catholic, and we are underway. Winner of this ball game will play again against the winner of the Kearney Catholic Boone Central Newman Grove game. That's going on tonight in Albion. So it'll be Norfolk Catholic starting off first down and 10 yards to go. They've got it on their own 37-yard line. The Knights moving from our left to our right here at Memorial Field in Norfolk this afternoon. Good running backs on both sides of the ball. Of course, we have Buzz Niederklein on our side. Jackson Love is the running back for the Norfolk Catholic Knights. Wide receivers go left and right. The quarterback is Zach Pospisil. Now an empty backfield as a man goes in motion to the far side. Pospisil wants to throw the ball. It's going to be caught out there at the 35, across the 40, out to the 41-yard line. Reception is made over there by Matt Miller for the Norfolk Catholic Knights as he brings the ball across the 40, out to about the 41, a pickup of 4 yards in the play for the Knights of Norfolk Catholic. A team that really relies on their rushing attack. They average 289 yards per ball game rushing, only 79.6 yards passing. But this is a team that averages 38.2 points per ball game. Back to the I formation. Handoff is going to go to Jackson Love as he brings it across the 40. Squirts forward to the 45, onto the 47-yard line. So a good game there for Jackson Love as he brings the ball to the 47-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Alex Keller for Adams Central in defense. And now it's Norfolk Catholic right up close to the first down stakes. They'll put a ball down here at the 46-yard line. We'll call it third down and a yard to go for the Knights of Norfolk Catholic. They have won the Class C1 state championship the last 3 years in a row. Power I formation again with Zach Pospisil, the quarterback, unbalanced line with the power set off to the right side. Here's a running play as they bring the ball up to the 50-yard line. That's going to be a first down. Running the football there for a Norfolk Catholic is going to be David Engelhop. Engelhop, 6'3", 200-pound sophomore. That's his 29th carry of the season. And Norfolk Catholic has got their first down of the ball game as they have inched the football up to the 50-yard line. High school football here today on 1230 KHIS. We're at Memorial Field in Norfolk. Class C1 action. Here's a handoff again to a Jackson Love. He just takes the ball down to the 44-yard line. Norfolk Catholic has got a huge offensive line. They go 210, 220, 180, 220, and 270 across the front. Adams Central on defense. Alex Meyer, Ben Winkler, Ben Pfeiffer, and Kendall Oberheide across the front. The linebackers, Jerome Halsey, Jack Berry, Alex Keller, and Buzz Niederklein. In the defensive backfield, you've got Brecken Reed, Logan Bowen, who's playing with a broken hand today, and Derek Lanowski. Pick up about 6 yards on that last play as they move the ball down to the 44-yard line. Hand off again to Jackson Love, puts his shoulder down and just drives his way across the 40-yard line down to about the 39. Before you stop there, that's Jack Berry into the stop for Adams Central. But that should be enough for another first down. So Norfolk Catholic just going right at this Adams Central defense in the first quarter of play. Just underway, 9:47 to play here in the first quarter. From Norfolk here this afternoon. The Knights on the opening possession of the ball game. They will send a wide receiver split out wide to the right side. Now, again, they don't throw the football a whole lot, but when they do, they are very effective. Pospisil has completed 52% of his passes. He's got 11 touchdowns. Inside trap play there as they hand the ball away. That's just straight ahead. That's Riley McCarthy, the fullback, getting a couple of yards there in the fullback trap play as they move the ball down to the Adams Central 37-yard line. So a very impressive drive here for Norfolk Catholic to start off the ball game. Adams Central has been very good on defense this year. The Patriots giving up only 117 yards per ball game rushing, 85 yards per ball game passing. They give up only an average of 9.5 points per ball game. Two wide receivers split out to the left side. They're going to run the quarterback here across the 35 down to about the 34-yard line. They belly up inside, then the quarterback Pospisil takes the ball down to the 34-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Ben Winkler for the Adams Central defense. So now the Norfolk Catholic Knights will be looking at a third down situation here. Third down and about 4 yards to go from the Adams Central 34-yard line. 8.5 minutes to play. One thing about it, this drive very efficient here and are taking a lot of time off of the clock as they continue to run the ball right down the field against Adams Central's defense. Unbalanced line off to the right side. Pospisil up underneath center. Backs in the power I formation. Here's Jackson Love. Jackson Love takes the ball down to the 30-yard line. Going to be close to another first down. We'll see where the officials spot it. It's going to be just shy of a first down. The nose of the football is going to be short of the 30. They've got to take it to the 30-yard line for a first down. So the first big play of the ball game, and as successful as Norfolk Catholic has been on the opening drive, they will go for it here on fourth down and less than a yard to go. From the Adams Central 30-yard line, Pospisil gives the ball off to Jackson Love. He's got the first down as he moves it down to about the 28-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Buzz Niederklein of Adams Central. So Norfolk Catholic has moved the ball down to the 27-yard line. Another Crozier Park Pharmacy first down. We're down to 7 minutes and 47 seconds to play here in the first quarter as Norfolk Catholic playing keep away from Adams Central here in this ballgame. Again, their quarterback, Zach Pospisil, he will break the huddle here and send a wide receiver out to the right side. He's got one lone setback in the backfield. Pospisil is going to run the option play. He is hit. Pospisil gets away and lunges forward for about a yard. Takes it down to about the 28-yard line, getting his hands on him. For the Adams Central defense was Jack Berry. Adams stopped about a yard deep in the offensive backfield there for the Patriots. But he sprung loose as Zach Pospisil takes the ball down to about the 28-yard line. It's going to bring up a second down and 9 situation for Norfolk Catholic. Just underway with high school football action here today. The Class C1 State High School football playoffs in 1230 KHIS. Zach Pospisil hands the ball away. Getting outside is going to be Montag. He's going to be hitting down. He goes and a penalty flag comes down. Montag trying to get outside, but a good defensive play there for Jack Berry. They'll check out the indication. It's going to be a holding call here on Norfolk Catholic. So a holding call in the Knights. Now we'll see what Bill Carlin elects to do here. 6 minutes and 49 seconds to play here in the first quarter. This drive started way around the 30-yard line of Norfolk Catholic. In fact, they started this drive with a 37, and they have held the thing the entire way so far here in the first quarter. With the penalty, it's going to bring it back to the 40-yard line. It's going to bring up a second down situation, second down and 22 yards to go. Ball resting between the 39 and the 40-yard line of AC, the opening possession of the ball game here for Norfolk Catholic. Wide receiver splits out wide to the right side for the Knights. In fact, they got three wide receivers now split out to the right side. And it's going to be Pospisil rolling that way. His pass is going to be incomplete. Trying to find Seth Montag down there. And with the 30-yard line, he threw it wide of the target. So that's the first incomplete pass of the ball game given up there by Zach Pospisil. And it's going to bring up a third down situation. Third down and 22 yards to go. So the Adams Central defense needing a big stomp here. Because Norfolk Catholic has had great success running the ball right at this Adams Central defense in this opening possession. Wide receiver is going to split out wide to the left side. That's going to be Jacob Beller. He's the coach's son. Montag will go that way. Wide receiver is a Schaumer. Bo Schaumer split out wide to the right side. Here's Pospisil. He wants to throw. Throws the ball down the left sideline and overthrows his intended receiver out there inside the 15-yard line. That was Jacob Beller. So an incomplete pass, and it's going to bring up a fourth down situation now. Fourth down and 22 yards to go. The line of scrimmage is at the Adams Central 39-yard line. So after a very impressive drive there for the Knights, it'll be Adams Central getting the ball here. As Norfolk Catholic will have to punt the thing away. David Engelhop is the punter. He averages 34.4 yards per kick as he stands back here at his own 48-yard line. Adams Central will have back deep Derek Lanowski and Derek Miller. Low snap, but Engelhop grabs it. Good high kick. It's going to bounce about 2 yards and into the end zone. It's going to be a touchback, and Adams Central will get the ball back. Actually, they'll get it here for the first time today. And we're down to 6 minutes and 18 seconds to play here in the first quarter from Memorial Field in Norfolk. Again, they had snow overnight here in Norfolk, they tell us. In fact, the field was completely covered earlier this morning. They were working on it when we got here, but no remnants of any snow right now as Adams Central gets the ball for the first time here this afternoon. Dylan Steinkruger is going to be your quarterback for AC. They'll come out on their own 20-yard line. The Patriots moving from our right to our left here in the first quarter of play after picking up a win in the opening round of the state playoffs over Shadron last week. Here's Dylan Steinkruger up under center. Pitches the ball back. It's going to be Niederklein at the 30. Niederklein at the 35. Niederklein brings it to the 37-yard line. A 17-yard gain for Buzz Niederklein. Didn't take him long to get to the edge. Everybody in the whole arena, everybody in the whole park knows that Buzz Niederklein is going to carry the ball today. This is 220th carry of the season. Niederklein had 1,662 yards and 25 touchdowns coming into the football game here this afternoon. That was a pickup of 17 yards and just a quick pitch to the short side of the field. Niederklein brings it from the 20 out to the 37-yard line. Adams Central with a Crozier Park Pharmacy first down. Patriots will now split out Niederklein out to the right side. Evan Lindblatter is your wide receiver to the left. And here's that little reverse play. They give it to Lanowski trying to get to the corner. He does at the 35, out to the 40, out to the 41-yard line. So Lanowski taking the ball to the 41-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Norfolk Catholic. In the stop is Jordan Kanta. He is the defensive end there for the Knights. We'll give Lanowski a pickup of 5 yards in a play. Lanowski has carried the ball for 124 yards coming into the football game here this afternoon. 16 carries for 124 yards and a touchdown. Adams Central now looking at second down and 5 yards to go. Line of scrimmage is the 42-yard line. That's the Adams Central 42. There's an inside handoff. Berry's got the ball. Big hole, 45 to the 50. Inside Knight territory down to the 47-yard line. Jack Berry carried the ball just 8 times last week against Shadron. Picked up 45 yards, but all 45 yards were very, very crucial in that football game last week. Jack Berry gets the carry there, and he's going to pick up a Crozier Park Pharmacy first down and the inside handoff down here at the Knight 47-yard line. Adams Central has a first down as they move the ball into Norfolk Catholic territory for the first time today. Lanowski is your wide receiver, split to the left side, backs in the I formation, 2 tight ends, and now the whistle, and the play is going to be blown dead here. That's something Adams Central has done very good at so far during the state playoffs, and that's eliminating penalties and limiting mistakes. You cannot have those when you get to the postseason. A 5-yard penalty marched off on Adams Central and an illegal procedure call, so they bring the ball back into Patriot territory back here at the 48-yard line. Adams Central looking at a first down and 15 situation. This is their first offensive drive of the ball game after Norfolk Catholic used up most of the first quarter. We're down to 4 minutes and 47 seconds to play. Here in the opening period, no score between Adams Central and Norfolk Catholic here this afternoon. There's a handoff again to Niederklein, dancing his way across the 50 to the 49-yard line of Norfolk Catholic. So a short pickup on the inside handoff by Niederklein. That's a Kanta again in on the stop for Norfolk Catholic. He had 36 stops coming into the football game here this afternoon. So the Patriots now looking at a second down situation. Second down at about 11 yards to go as Niederklein picks up 4 on that last carry. Josh Meyer at center this afternoon for Adams Central. Alex Meyer and Ben Pfeiffer, the two guards. Chase Moorlang and J.D. Beeman, the two tackles here for AC. Here's a Steinkruger wants to throw the ball. He's got his man. That's Lindblad at the 42-yard line across the 40, and he's knocked down a bounce at the 39-yard line of Norfolk Catholic. So a completed pass, Dylan Steinkruger. He's kind of struggled throwing the football so far this year. 49% completion ratio. He is 31 out of 60 coming into the football game today. 435 yards, 3 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. Now AC looking at a big third down call here. It's going to be third down and about a yard and a half to go from the Norfolk Catholic 39-yard line. Here's a handoff to Niederklein, and Niederklein's going to be hit, and he does not get there. Buzz Niederklein takes it off of right guard. He brings it for about a yard, and he needed about 2 yards. So now Bill Carlin has got a decision to make here with 3 minutes and 13 seconds to play. The way this first quarter has gone, the teams are not going to get a lot of possessions. This is only the first possession for Adams Central. Norfolk Catholic had the ball for a long-standing drive there in the first. Now the Patriots will go for it on fourth down at about a yard from the 38-yard line of Norfolk Catholic. Back stacked up in the Maryland I formation. Steinkruger up under center, turns and hands the ball away to Berry, and Berry's going to be hit just as he got to the first down stakes, but I think he fell forward, and he should have the first down as Jack Berry gets the call there for Adams Central in a fourth and one situation. There's the indication they give him the first down. So a Crozier Park Pharmacy first down as Adams Central keeps the ball alive. AC picks up their third first down here in the first quarter. They have run 7 plays on this series, and they have moved the ball down here to the 36-yard line of Norfolk Catholic. No score between the Knights and the Patriots here this afternoon in the Class C1 State High School football playoffs. Wide receiver splits out wide to the right side, backs in the I formation. Here's Niederklein again. Niederklein across the 35 down to about the 34-yard line. Buzz Niederklein getting the carry there for the Adams Central Patriots. They run him a ton, over 200 carries so far this year for Buzz Niederklein, but a penalty flag is down on the far side of the field and a holding call. A holding call and a running play there on Adams Central. That's going to march him back a few yards. Tackle was made in there by Riley McCarthy in that last play. McCarthy is the leading tackler for Norfolk Catholic coming into the football game here tonight or this afternoon. He's got 78 stops coming into the ball game. So with the penalty, they move the ball back here to about the 46-yard line. It's going to bring up a first down situation for AC. First down and about 20 yards to go. We are down to 2 minutes and 33 seconds to play in the first quarter. Each team has had the ball once here. Now three wide receivers will split out to the left side of the formation. Empty backfield here for Dylan Steinkruger. Steinkruger waiting for the snap. He's got it. Rolls to his right. Sets up. Throws the ball down the right sideline. He's got a man out there. They get tangled up and no penalty flags and the ball falls incomplete. Trying to take the ball down the right sideline. That was Lindblad. He threw it into double coverage down the right sideline. That's going to be an incomplete pass, and that's going to bring up a second down situation. Dylan Steinkruger runs over now to talk with Adams Central head coach Bill Carlin on the far sideline. A fairly decent crowd on hand here for AC as they made the trip up to Norfolk on a chilly afternoon. 37 degrees with a west wind at about 7 miles per hour at game time today. We're down to 2 minutes and 15 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Adams Central sends Lindblad out wide to the right side. Three wide receivers will split out to the left side. Steinkruger waiting for the snap. He's got it. Backs up, throws the ball. It's going to be tipped, and it's nearly intercepted. It is tipped there by Norfolk Catholic, and getting his hands on it for the Knights was Paul Euler. Paul Euler went high in the air to knock that ball out of the air, and it was nearly tipped and intercepted. But an incomplete pass there for Dylan Steinkruger. And now it's going to bring up a third down situation. Third down here for Adams Central, about 20 yards to go. Line of scrimmage is the 45-yard line of Norfolk Catholic. Wide receiver splits out to the right side. That's Lindblad. They're going to split out Buzz Niederklein now as a wide receiver out to the left side of the formation. Steinkruger on third down and 20. Here comes the blitz. There's the pass. Is going to be caught in the center of the field. That's Jack Berry on a fullback screen as they move the ball to the 39-yard line. He's going to be stopped short of the first down. A lot of pressure coming off of the corner, and Steinkruger was lucky to get that baby away. Just a short fullback screen in the center of the field. Berry takes the ball down to about the 39-yard line. AC about 4 yards shy of a first down. So Adams Central punts. Jerome Halsey is going to do the punting today for Adams Central in replace of Logan Bowen, who broke his hand against Shadron last week and will not do the punting chores today. Here comes the kick. It's going to be hit at the 1 yard line. It goes into the end zone and out, so a touchback, and Norfolk Catholic will get their second possession of the ball game. Logan Bowen injuring his hand last week. He's going to play on defense. Bowen is also the backup running back for Buzz Niederklein. He will not take any snaps today either. They're not going to do the punting chores. He's going to try to play defense today for Adams Central. So each team has had the ball once here in the first quarter of play. We're down to a minute and 31 seconds to play. No score between AC and Norfolk Catholic here this afternoon. So the Knights will come back out, working from our left to our right. Wide receivers go left and right. Zach Pospisil is your quarterback. This will be the pistol set with wide receivers left and right. Now a man goes in motion. He goes off to the far sideline. Montag, they fake the ball to him. Pospisil is going to run the ball, and he does not get back to the line of scrimmage. He runs right into Jack Berry at the 19-yard line. They fake the ball to a Montag who was coming in motion. Then the quarterback, Zach Pospisil, brought it around the right end, and hello, Mr. Berry, as Jack Berry throws the quarterback down for a yard loss. It's going to bring up second down and 11 yards to go. High school football here this afternoon on 1230 KHIS. Wide receiver is Matt Miller. He splits out wide to the left side, backs in the I formation now. With Jackson Love in the I formation, he gets the call, 25-30. Look out, he's got tremendous speed, 40, 45, and he's caught from behind at the 50-yard line. Jackson Love on a 31-yard gain as he brings the ball to the 49-yard line of Adams Central. And the tackle on the play by the guy who's got just one hand, that's Logan Bowen. He's got a heavy cast on his right arm there. He had enough speed to chase down Jackson Love, but a big, big opening there with a 5'11", 205-pound senior for Norfolk Catholic as he moves the ball right to the 50-yard line officially. They'll give him a pickup of 31 yards on the play there for Norfolk Catholic. Now we're inside a minute to play here in the first quarter. The ball's on the near side hash mark. Pospisil with the ball. Here's an inside handoff as they give it to Burchak, as Burchak moves the ball down to about the 47-yard line. So So a short pickup of 3 yards in a play. Niederklein into the stop there for Adams Central. Also getting up off of the bottom of the sack is going to be Ben Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer, 5'9", 200-pound junior for the Patriots. We'll give him a pickup of 2 yards in the play. Second down and 8 for Norfolk Catholic. This is their second offensive possession of the football game. They took the ball into Adams Central territory on their first possession today, but then could not convert in a third down and long situation, and they had to punt the football away. And that is the end of the first quarter of play. One quarter in the books here this afternoon in high school football action. The score after one, it's Adams Central nothing and Norfolk Catholic nothing.
Krieger Electric Company has been serving Hastings and the area for more than 50 years. Krieger Electric is your full-service electrical company, commercial, industrial, and residential. Krieger Electric features energy-efficient lighting systems, energy management systems, designing and engineering, and computer wiring specialists. Krieger Electric, 105 South California, Hastings, supporting local and area academics and athletics. Call 462-5757 and at KriegerElectric.com.
1230 KHAS.
Your first quarter stats today brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive of Grand Island and on the web at DinsdaleAuto.com. Both teams had one possession in the first half, Adams Central, with 14 yards through the air so far. Dylan Steinkruger is 2 of 4 through the air for 14 yards. Meanwhile, Adams Central has rushed the ball 6 times for 40 yards. Norfolk Catholic, they have completed 1 out of 3 passes for just 4 yards. They've rushed the ball 12 times for 72 yards. Your first quarter stats brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive of Grand Island and on the web at DinsdaleAuto.com. We're in the first quarter play. First quarter is in the books here this afternoon as we get ready for quarter number 2 here today at Memorial Field in Norfolk. It's Norfolk Catholic and Adams Central still scoreless in the ball game, but the Knights have the ball in Adams Central territory, now working from our right to our left here in the second quarter of play. Pospisil tips the ball out here, and the ball's going to be picked up by Jack Berry. There's a fumble on the play. Berry picks it up for AC, and the Patriots have the ball at the 46-yard line. Zach Pospisil just kind of pitched the ball out here to Jackson Love, and he couldn't control it, and Jack Berry is right there for Adams Central. So the first big break of the ball game comes Adams Central's way. The Patriots are plus 18 now in the turnover ratio. This is a defense that has caused a lot of problems throughout the season, and Jack Berry gets the fumble there for AC as Jackson Love could not handle the pitch. So the Patriots get their second offensive possession and a big, big break for Adams Central as they will start off here in Norfolk Catholic territory here at the 47-yard line. Two wide receivers split to the left side. Pitch back comes to Niederklein. Niederklein at the 50 and spun down there at about the 48. Tackle is made in there by Norfolk Catholic, and making the stop for the Knights is going to be Aaron Huff, I believe, a 6'2", 205-pound sophomore into the ball game there for Norfolk Catholic. No gain in the play on Niederklein. It's going to bring up second down and 10 yards to go. So second and 10 here for Adams Central. Patriots will send two wide receivers out to the left side. That's going to be Evan Lindblad and also Lanowski. Jack Berry in the backfield with Buzz Niederklein on second down and 10. Berry's going to get the call, and Berry takes it to the 45-yard line, and that's all she wrote. A pickup of about a yard, if that, as Jack Berry gets the inside handoff. Tackle was made in there again by Norfolk Catholic. Aaron Hoff in on the stop there, so back-to-back tackles there by Hoff, and it's now a third down situation here for Adams Central. Third down and 8 yards to go. AC with the ball down here, the nose of the football right at the 45-yard line of Norfolk Catholic. The Knights are the three-time defending state champions in Class C1, squaring off here in the second round of the state playoffs this year with Adams Central. There's a running play down to Niederklein as he comes in motion on the sweep. Niederklein at the 45, and he's knocked down at the 41-yard line. Going to be short of a first down. Niederklein was split out as a wide receiver to the left side, and he come over here, got the handoff from Steinkruger, trying to get outside the numbers here to use his tremendous speed. But he couldn't get to the corners. Norfolk Catholic knocks him down. A pickup of only a couple of yards on the play by Niederklein as they bring the ball down to the 43-yard line. AC will have to punt the football for the second time here in this football game. We're in the second period. No score with 10 and a half minutes to play, so they couldn't do anything with the Adams Central turnover. And here's the kick that's going to be brought down. And a nice defensive play down there on special teams down around the 13-yard line. The ball retrieved there by Zach Pospisil and Adams Central down there in a hurry to knock him down. So So Norfolk Catholic will start deep in their own territory. They'll start this drive first down and 10 on their own 14-yard line. High school football today brought to you in part by T&L Irrigation Systems, proven technology that works and is easier on you for a lifetime, and by Tom Dinsdale at Stolly Park Road and Webb Road and online at dinsdaleauto.com. 10:26 to play here in the first half. No score between Norfolk Catholic and Adams Central here this afternoon. Pospisil with the ball, rolls to his right side. His pass is going to be caught by a short gain as they bring the ball to about the 22-yard line. The reception is made over there by Jacob Beller. Jacob Beller with a short gain here. Beller gets the ninth reception of the season. He had eight receptions for 59 yards coming into the football game here this afternoon. Actually, they give him a little bit better than it looked from here as they give it all the way up to about the 23-yard line. A pickup of 8 yards on a play on the completed pass from Pospisil to Beller. Here's the inside handoff now as they give it to Jackson Love. And the Patriots waiting for him right there. Jack Berry is in on the stop for Adams Central. Also in there is a Jerome Halsey for the Patriot defense. No gain in the play as they take that one right in the teeth of the buzzsaw. The Adams Central defense, Ben Winkler, also into the stop. They're going to give him forward progress to the 24-yard line, and that's going to be enough for a Crozier Park Pharmacy first down. Again, Jackson Love looked like he was stopped initially, but they give him forward progress up to the 24-yard line. So a first down here for Norfolk Catholic as they're battling from their own territory. Here's a pass out here. It's going to be caught at the 25 down the sideline to the 30, 35, 40, 45, 50. And he's brought down at the Adams Central 45-yard line, cut from behind by Buzz Niederklein. The reception is made by Seth Montag. Montag gets outside and grabs the ball and takes it down the sideline. Buzz Niederklein's going to bring him down just as he brings it across the 50-yard line. That's a 27-yard gain there on the completed pass from Pospisil to Montag. Again, Norfolk Catholic, not a team that really throws the ball around a lot. They've only been averaging 79.6 yards through the air per game this season. They've got a first down here. Here's a handoff now to Jackson Love. Jackson Love across the 45 down to the Patriot 41-yard line. So now Norfolk Catholic is on the move here in the second quarter. No score. We're down to 9 minutes and 19 seconds to play in a scoreless first half. Jackson Love with already 20 touchdowns so far this year. 185 carries, 1,428 yards coming into the football game here this afternoon. The Knights dressed in their red outfits here this afternoon, their red pants and their red tops and their red football helmets. Adams Central dressed in their silver pants, their white tops with their blue football helmets. Second down and 2 yards to go from the Adams Central 40-yard line. Man comes in motion. That's Montag. They fake the ball to him. Now Pospisil wants to throw. He throws it. It's going to be caught here at the 20-yard line. Gets away at the 15, and he's falling out of bounds at the 13-yard line. Another completed pass as they take the ball downfield. The reception is made there by Bo Schommer. Schommer did not play in the first-round ball game last week against Gibbon. He was injured. Schommer back in there now. He's the tight end. He grabs the ball there, and he has got the ball now inside the Case IH red zone this afternoon, down there at the 18-yard line. So for the first time today, Norfolk Catholic is in the Case IH red zone. Here's a handoff to a Jackson Love. He's going to be tripped up. He's going to try to break it outside. He's going to be tripped up on the play. Just getting his hands on where Adams Central is Ben Winkler. In fact, Winkler was down on the turf. His reach is out there and will trip up Jackson Love. A pickup of about 2 yards in the play as they move it from the 19 down to about the 17-yard line. So Norfolk Catholic knocking on touchdown door here in the second quarter of play. Wide receiver splits out wide to the left side. That's going to be Nick Bede who's into the ball game now. There's a handoff to Love. Sidesteps one man at the 15. Takes the ball down to the 10, down to the 9-yard line. Jackson Love takes it down to the 9-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Jerome Halsey for Adams Central. Halsey is 6 foot, 200-pound junior. So each team had the ball only once in the first quarter of play. Adams Central has had the ball once here in the second period, and now Norfolk Catholic has got it in the Case IH red zone down here at the 9-yard line of Adams Central. Third down and a yard to go. Pospisil hands the ball away to Love. He's got the first down and more. He keeps the ball. He keeps his legs moving there down to about the 5-yard line. Jackson Love carrying the ball down to about the 5-yard line and another Crozier Park Pharmacy first down. So Norfolk Catholic is on the move here in the second quarter trying to grab the lead over Adams Central. The Patriots have won 8 games in a row. They have not lost since that season opening loss to Norfolk Catholic. on the road at 34-14. But this is a very good football team we're seeing here this afternoon. Pass pistol is up under center. Backs stacked up in the eye. Here's a throw to the near side. It's going to be caught at the 2-yard line. Lunging forward, they take it right down to the goal line. The reception is made down there by David Engelhop. Engelhop takes it right to the goal line. In fact, the nose of the football is going to be sitting at the goal. Tackle is made in there by Buzz Niederklein for Adams Central and defense. So a completed pass from Pospisil to Engelhop. Takes it right down to the half-inch line. The nose of the football is sitting at the goal line. Second down and goal for the Knights of Norfolk Catholic. They come up with a power eye set now behind Pospisil, the quarterback. Pospisil has got the ball. They give it off to a Jackson Love. He powers forward. He gets into the end zone for the touchdown. Jackson Love takes it in from 1 yard out, and Norfolk Catholic has got the lead. So Jackson Love, he scores his 21st touchdown of the season as he takes it in there for Norfolk Catholic, and it comes with 6 minutes and 45 seconds to play here in the second period. And these teams not going to get a whole lot of possessions in this football game. Long time consuming drives. And Norfolk Catholic has got the lead here in this one now. 6-0 is the score. Here comes Chase Farley into the ball game to attempt the PAT. Farley is 16 out of 18 on the extra points so far this season. Pospisil will hold for the extra points. So it's a 6-0 ball game. The 3-time defending state champions in Class C1, Norfolk Catholic with the lead. Ball is down. The extra point's going to be blocked. The extra point is going to be blocked by Adams Central. So the Patriots get a block here on the PAT. So with 6 minutes and 45 seconds to play in this first quarter, Norfolk Catholic putting together a 10-play, 86-yard drive there. So very impressively, they take the ball downfield here. And Norfolk Catholic has got the lead, but the PAT is blocked by AC. 6:45 to play in the second quarter. The score, Norfolk Catholic 6, Adams Central nothing.
There's just one place where students are students first, and athletics are played with purpose and perspective. That place is your local high school. High school sports offer more than the joy of competition. Studies show that student athletes in Nebraska are also likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in other areas of their lives, including academics. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Nebraska School Activities Association and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
1230 KHAS.
10 plays, 86 yards for Norfolk Catholic, and the Knights have the lead over Adams Central now by a score of 6-0. High school football today brought to you in part by Channel Seed in Hildreth. Go see Zeke and Barrett today to see how they can help you grow. Adams Central with a couple of deep backs here to receive this kick from Norfolk Catholic. Engelhop has got things teed up here. Here's the end-over-end kick. Looking up, Adams Central grabs the ball. That's Lanowski at the 2-yard line. He's quickly back to the 10, to the 15, out to the 20, 25, and spun down at the 27-yard line. So Lanowski brings the ball to the 27-yard line. That's where Adams Central will start here this afternoon. The Patriots have run the ball 3 times here in the second quarter for just 4 yards. They've got 44 yards on the ground so far in this ball game, 14 yards through the air. So Adams Central will come out now. Here comes their quarterback, Dylan Steinkruger, after getting some last-minute instructions from head coach Bill Carlin. They're on the far sideline here at Memorial Field on the turf in Norfolk here this afternoon. 6-0 is the score. Norfolk Catholic has got the lead. Winner moves on to play either Kearney Catholic or Boone Central Newman Grove next week in the third round of the state playoffs. Dylan Steinkruger hands the ball away. That's going to be Lanowski trying to get outside on that little reverse play. He's going to be hit at the 25-yard line, and down he goes. Lanowski is hit at the 25-yard line. A loss of 2 yards in the play. That's Austin Becker over here, the free safety coming up to make the stop. 6'1", 165-pound junior for the Knights. So Lanowski having problems getting outside the numbers there. Becker waiting for him. It's going to be a loss of 2 yards in the play. For the Adams Central offense, the Patriots now looking at second down and 12 yards to go. Ball's on the near side hash mark. Evan Lindblad splits out to the short side of the field, the right side now. Wide receiver splits out to the left. Backs in the eye. Here's Steinkruger. He wants to throw. His pass is going to be caught and then dropped. Caught and dropped at the 35-yard line. Austin Becker again making the big hit down there. The intended receiver for Adams Central. Out on the pattern that time for the Patriots was I believe it was Lanowski out there. Derek Lanowski out there at the 35-yard line could not control it. as he was drilled in the back by Austin Becker. So an incomplete pass is now third down and 12 yards to go. Patriots have the ball in their own territory back here at the 25-yard line. 6-0 is the score. Norfolk Catholic with the lead over Adams Central here this afternoon. Adams Central goes with just one setback now. Wide receivers to the left and to the right. On third down and 12 yards to go. Here comes the pressure. Stein Kruger throws the ball. It's going to be caught and then dropped by Lindblad. Lindblad juggling the ball out here at the 45-yard line. Back in coverage was Seth Montag. But Lindblad, a big, tall target there at 6'5". He towers over Montag at 5'10". He had his hands in the ball, kind of juggled it, and then it fell down to the turf at the 45-yard line. So the Patriots will have to punt the football away one more time. And dropping back deep for AC. Remember, there's a new kicker here for Adams Central today, Jerome Halsey. He waits at his own 13-yard line. So Norfolk Catholic will get good field position here. Halsey's got the ball. He gets the kick away. Nearly blocked. It's going to bounce at the 46-yard line. Norfolk Catholic is going to watch it roll dead at about the 40, across the 40 down to about the 39. Derek Miller is down there to down the football for the Adams Central Patriots. High school football today brought to you in part by T&L Irrigation of Hastings. T&L Irrigation's proven technology that works and is easier on you for a lifetime. That was a 37-yard punt there by Jerome Halsey. So now here comes the Knights of Norfolk Catholic. They've now got a 6-0 lead over Adams Central. We're down to 5 minutes and 36 seconds to play here in the second quarter from Memorial Field in Norfolk. Wide receivers will split out to the right side. The back's in the I formation. Hand off again to Jackson Love, and this time he's going to be stacked up. Does not get back to the line of scrimmage. Tackle is made in there by Winkler of Adams Central. Also getting up will be Jerome Halsey, the linebacker. A loss of one. Actually, they're going to call it a no gain in the play. Second down and 10 yards to go. Nose of the football is sitting at the 39-yard line. In a chilly day today here in Norfolk. Winds are out of the west at 7, but the temperature is sitting at 37 degrees. A chilly one. Wide receiver splits out wide to the left side now for Norfolk Catholic. That's going to be Miller. The ball is sitting at the 39-yard line. Miller now goes in motion with the backs set up in the I formation. Here's a handoff to Love again across the 40 out to the 45, 46-yard line. Jackson Love taking the ball to the 46-yard line. Tackle is made by Alex Keller for the Adams Central defense. So now Norfolk Catholic will be looking at a third down situation here. Third down and about 4 yards to go. We're down to 4 minutes and 38 seconds to play. One thing about it, two teams that run the football a lot, you've got very limited chances here. The clock is running in the first half. 3 minutes, actually a third down here and about 4 yards to go. The line of scrimmage, the 46-yard line of Norfolk Catholic. Power eye set. Hand off again, trying to slip outside. He does not get there. Tripped up at the 47-yard line. Carrying the ball there was David Engelhop, the sophomore running back. Now they're going to say he's got a first down. They're getting good spots in the football here. That's the second or third time that I thought he would stop short of a first down, but they give him forward progress out here to about the 49.5-yard line. A first down there for Norfolk Catholic. And they've already got 7 first downs here in the football game here today. First down and 10 yards to go. Line of scrimmage is now at the 50-yard line. Wide receiver splits out wide to the left side. Backs in the eye. Play action pass. Here comes the pressure. Pospisil throws the ball. It's caught. Engelhop at the 35. He's down to the 30-yard line. Gets loose now. 25 down to the 20. Down to the 15-yard line. And he's knocked down there. Very poor tackling there by the Adams Central Patriots. Engelhop slipping a couple of tacklers. And he takes the ball inside the Case IH red zone down here at about the 16-yard line. So in addition to slipping a couple of tacklers there. He also knocked down one of the referees out there as he gets back onto his feet here on the near sideline. It's down at the 17-yard line, and now Bill Carlin wants to call a timeout. Bill Carlin will call a timeout here on defense with 3 minutes and 53 seconds to play in the second quarter. The timeout brought to you by Hess Auto Body. If your vehicle needs a timeout for a paint job or an auto repair, see Dave and the crew at Hess Auto Body of Hastings. We'll take a break, 3:53 to play second quarter. It's Norfolk Catholic 6, Adams Central nothing.
Tom Dinsdale Automotive takes personal luxury a step further with the 2013 Cadillac SRX all-wheel drive luxury collection. Stock number 42680 is a stunning black raven with ebony interior, trailering equipment for those weekend adventures, and a beautiful 20-inch chrome bright finish wheels. Currently on sale, plus a $3,000 rebate to qualified buyers. Take a test drive today at Tom Dinsdale Automotive, Stolly Park at Webb Road in Grand Island. Check out the entire inventory at DinsdaleAuto.com.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here in Norfolk here this afternoon. First down and 10 yards to go. The Norfolk Catholic Knights have the ball down here at the Adams Central. Looks like about the 17-yard line. The Knights already have a 6-0 lead over Adams Central. Touchdown from Jackson Love earlier. The extra point was blocked, and now Norfolk Catholic down here again. Here's Love again with a carry at the 15-yard line, down to the 10 as he inches close to the 9-yard line. That's going to be Halsey again on the stop for Adams Central. Also in there for the Patriots is going to be Logan Bowen. Again, he's playing with a cast on his arm here this afternoon after breaking his hand last week against Shadron. It is second down and 2 yards to go. That's a pickup of 8 yards in a play. And we're seeing all of Jackson Love here in the first half of the play. He's very impressive. 1,428 yards coming into the football game. He's close to 100 yards here in the first half alone against Adams Central. There's a handoff again to Love. He's going to go down at about the 9-yard line, so no gain in the play there for Jackson Love as he is tackling the play. That's Ben Pfeiffer, Ben Winkler under the stop for the Patriot defense. So now it's third down. Third down here for Norfolk Catholic. They've got the ball at the Adams Central 9-yard line. We're down to 3 minutes to play here in the second quarter. Adams Central trailing in the ball game on a score of 6-0. Making some last-minute substitutions here is Jeff Beller, the head man for Norfolk Catholic. Lines up with a wide receiver split out wide to the left side. That's going to be Matt Miller. Two tight ends. Backs in the eye. Handoff again to Love. Love takes it off a right tackle and moves the ball down to about the 7-yard line. That's going to be enough for another Crozier Park Pharmacy first down. Jackson Love gets another first down as they continue to pound the ball down here against the Patriot defense. They give them the nose of the football right at the 5-yard line. So now it's going to bring up a first down and goal situation. Norfolk Catholic with the ball at the Adams Central 5-yard line. So the Knights come up to the line of scrimmage. Two tight ends this time. A power eye set behind the quarterback in Zach Pospisil. Looks over the Patriot defense off balance line off to the right side with a power set up off to the right side. There's a handoff again. The ball's going to be knocked loose. It is loose back here at the 10-yard line. The scramble is on. And let's see. Big stack up at the 12-yard line. I think Norfolk Catholic is going to get on top of the football. Let's see at the bottom of the stack. The Patriots are jumping up and down. It's going to be Adams Central ball. Patriots recover a fumble down there. They tried to go off tackle to David Engelhop, and he had it knocked loose, and the ball is going to be picked up here by Adams Central. And in the fumble recovery, I think it's going to be credited Kendall Oberheide. So that's the second fumble of the ball game here for Norfolk Catholic. Adams Central is now plus 19 in the turnover ratio this year. That was a big play there by the Adams Central Patriot defense. They recover a fumble at the 11-yard line. Here in the second quarter of play as the Patriots just go straight ahead now. We're down to 2 minutes to play. So Norfolk Catholic with a couple of fumbles here in this first half. That last one occurred inside the Case IH red zone. And Adams Central recovers at the 11-yard line. Patriots now just going to try to get a first down or two here and get into the locker room and maybe regroup at halftime. 6-0 is the score. We have no answer this afternoon for Jackson Love and his rushing attack today. Second down and 8 yards to go. Line of scrimmage is now the 14-yard line. That's the Adams Central 14-yard line. Backs in the I formation. Wide receivers left and right, so a pro set here. Here's a handoff to Niederklein. Looks inside, bounces outside. He's going to be hitting down. He goes. Engelhop, the guy who fumbled the ball, brings down Niederklein on defense. As Niederklein takes the ball to about the 14-yard line, where it's going to bring up a third down situation. And now Norfolk Catholic wants to burn a timeout here on defense to try to save some time here for their offense. Timeout brought to you by Hess Auto Body. If your vehicle needs a timeout for a paint job or an auto repair, see Dave and the crew at Hess Auto Body of Hastings. 1:26 to go here in the second quarter. Adams Central will be looking at third down and 8 yards to go from their own 15-yard line. When we come back, the score is Norfolk Catholic 6, Adams Central nothing.
You need power, efficiency, and dependability from your tractor, and when it's time to trade, you want the best resale value. That's what you get with Case IH Magnum Tractors from Fairbanks International. With 9 models, Case IH Magnums set productivity standards the competition just can't match. For a limited time, you can finance your new Magnum with an interest waiver for 12 months. For power, efficiency, ease of maintenance, comfort, and financing, see the Case IH Magnum from Fairbanks International. Better solutions.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here in Norfolk here this afternoon. Adams Central is trailing Norfolk Catholic by a score of 6-0 as we welcome you back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth powered by LP and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. Third down at about 8 yards to go. Adams Central with the ball right at their own 14.5 yard line. 1:26 to play here in the second quarter. Adams Central trailing. Here's Steinkruger with the ball as he rolls to his left, hangs onto it. He's going to be tackled back here at the 11-yard line. Getting through there, coming up to make the stop is the free safety for Norfolk Catholic, Austin Becker. It didn't look like Steinkruger wanted to throw the football. That might have been a quarterback design play there. Steinkruger is going to be dropped for about a 3-yard loss back here to about the 12-yard line. And again, they call a timeout. 1:19 to play here in the second quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Norfolk Catholic 6, Adams Central nothing.
From sunup to sundown, you get the job done. No matter what, with a rugged persistence like that at the heart of every Ford truck. When it's time for a new one, we're here, doing business the way it ought to be. Now drive a new 2013 Ford F-150 XLT with Chrome Package. Save $12,672 off MSRP. Best price, just $31,132. The new Hastings Ford Lincoln. The difference is black and white.
1230 KHAS.
Adams Central in the second quarter of play. 7 rushes, 2 yards, and no first downs. Adams Central has got 42 yards on the ground so far in this football game. They had 40 in the first quarter. Only 2 so far here in the second quarter. Steinkruger is thrown for 14 yards. Now it's going to bring up a fourth down situation, and Norfolk Catholic will get good field position here. We got 1:19 to play. The Knights burned a couple of timeouts there on defense to save some time. Back there deep for Adams Central will be Halsey. Stands at his own goal line to get this baby away. Not a very good kick. Not a very good kick as he shanks it off the left side of his leg. And let's see. They're going to come all the way back upfield. The line of scrimmage was the 13-yard line. And they're going to bring the ball to the 17-yard line. A 4-yard punt. A 4-yard punt there by Jerome Halsey. Now remember, he's not the usual punter. For the Adams Central Patriots, Bowen is. He's got a broken hand and did not feel that he could do the punting chores today. So Halsey, a 6-foot, 200-pound senior, a 4-yard punt there, and Norfolk Catholic has been given a gift with 1:14 to play here in the second quarter. Already leading by the score of 6-0, and they will start this drive in the Case IH red zone at the Adams Central 17-yard line. Here's a handoff to Love. He's at the 15. Love keeps his feet moving and moves it down to about the 13-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Alex Keller, the Adams Central defense. And boy, now the Adams Central defense has got to rise to the occasion here. They've already forced 2 fumbles in the football game. Second down at about 7 yards to go from the 13-yard line. Love again gets the call. Love at the 10. Love moves it down to about the 6-yard line. And Jackson Love is going to have enough for a first down, I do believe. We'll see what the officials unstack him. You have to give him a Crozier Park Pharmacy first down. We're down to 48 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Norfolk Catholic looking for some points here at the end of the second quarter. Zach Pospisil has got wide receivers to the left and to the right. Backs in a tight I formation. Pospisil looks over the defense. And now he turns, hands the ball away. That's Love with the ball. Love at the 5-yard line as he moves it down to about the 4. Tackle is made in there by Ben Pfeiffer for the Adams Central Patriot defense. Hurry up offense here with time running down. We're down to 30 seconds to play. It's second down and goal. Norfolk Catholic with the ball down here at the Adams Central 4-yard line. Pospisil again from the eye. Hand off to Love. Love is hit again, this time at the 3.5-yard line. That's Keller in there again for Adams Central. Buzz Niederklein coming in there to make the stop. Now it's going to bring up a third down situation, and now Norfolk Catholic is going to burn their final timeout here in the second quarter. We've got 20 seconds to play in the second quarter. Norfolk Catholic will burn their final timeout, brought to you by Hess Auto Body of Hastings. If your vehicle needs a timeout for a paint job or an auto repair, see Dave and the crew at Hess Auto Body of Hastings. We'll be back after this.
Psst. Hey, over here. It's me, your house. Instead of painting me this year, try Rolex Steel Siding. It's virtually maintenance-free and will keep me looking great for decades. Plus, I love all the rich designer colors. They're even guaranteed not to fade for 15 years. Put the ladder and paintbrush away and call the knowledgeable folks at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware in Holstein at 756-5881 or look online at buysquaredeal.com. Buy and check out the Rolex Steel Siding and Soffits from Square Deal Lumber and Hardware today.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Wilbacher, Memorial Field in Norfolk. High school football today is brought to you by Channel Seed in Hildreth. Go see Zeke and Bear today to see how they can help you grow. Right now, Norfolk Catholic looking to grow here. 6-0 is the score. They've got the ball down here at the Adams Central 3.5-yard line on a third down and goal situation. Norfolk Catholic now goes with a power backfield, a power I formation. Pass Pistol wants to throw for it. He throws it into the end zone. Wide open. Montag touchdown. Seth Montag scores. Not a man around for the Adams Central Patriot defense. That was a 4-yard touchdown pass thrown from Zach Pospisil to his wide receiver, Seth Montag. So Norfolk Catholic takes advantage of that 4-yard punt from Jerome Halsey. Now here comes the point after this. Going to go with the 1-point conversion after missing the first one. Chase Farley comes back into the ball game to attempt a PAT here for Norfolk Catholic. A 12-0 ball game. Ball is down. Here comes the extra point. It is up there, and the PAT is drilled through the pipes. So the Adams Central Patriots find themselves down by a couple of scores here after a 4-yard touchdown pass from Zach Pospisil to Seth Montag. The PAT good. We'll take a break with a score. Norfolk Catholic 12, Adams Central nothing.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
So the Knights were in the Case IH red zone back there at the 3-minute mark, and they fumbled the football at about the 11-yard line. Adams Central was able to pick that one up. Oberheide got the fumble recovery, but then the Patriots couldn't do anything on offense. They were forced to punt, a 4-yard punt by Jerome Halsey. Thus, a short drive there. It was, 6 plays and 17 yards. Norfolk Catholic sticks it in the end zone, and it's now a 13-0 ball game in favor of the Knights as the kickoff is drilled to the end zone. And Adams Central will come out at the 20-yard line to run perhaps one more play here in the second quarter to play. Winner moves on to play the winner of the Kearney Catholic Boone Central Newman Grove game that's going on tonight in Albion. The Patriots plus 2 with a turnover ratio here today, but they haven't done anything with them. Patriot offense struggling against a very good defense in Norfolk Catholic here today. First down and 10 yards to go. Adams Central has got the ball right at the 20-yard line. We'll see if they do anything with it here. Lynn Blatt is your wide receiver, split to the left side as Buzz Niederklein to the right side. On his first down and 10 call, here's a fake handoff to Berry, and running the ball is Steinkruger across the 25 out to the 27-yard line where he is brought down there. A pickup of 7 yards in the play. Clock is running inside 4 seconds, and that's going to be the end of the first half of play. The Adams Central Patriots have a couple of mistakes here in the first half, and Norfolk Catholic takes advantage. This has been a ground control game, although Zach Pospisil, the quarterback for Norfolk Catholic, has thrown some important passes here, and they've got the lead here at halftime over the Adams Central Patriots in the second round of the Class C2 State High School Football Playoffs. The score at halftime is Norfolk Catholic 13, Adams Central nothing. We'll come back and check the numbers in the first half right after this.
When knees hurt, when joints ache, when bones break, trust the experienced team at Hastings Orthopedics. Our talented therapists, nurses, imaging staff, and skilled surgeons are trained experts on muscle, bone, and joint care. Don't let aches and pains slow you down. Reach your full potential with the caring, skilled team at Hastings Orthopedics. Feel like yourself again. Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at Memorial Field in Norfolk here this afternoon. The Class C1 State High School football playoff on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Also online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. 13-0 is the score. The Knights of Kearney Catholic with the lead over the Adams Central Patriots. The halftime show today is brought to you by Tyson Auto Care, your full-service total car care service center. Everything from tune-ups to complete overhauls, Tyson Auto Care can do it all. With over 38 years in business, you can trust Mike and the pros at Tyson Auto Care at 3rd in Denver in downtown Hastings. Both teams electing to run the football in the first quarter of play, kind of feeling each other out there. They each had one possession. Norfolk Catholic had a long time-consuming drive there to start off the ball game. Took the ball deep into Adams Central territory, but a holding call in there, and the Knights were forced to punt the football away. Adams Central got the ball and took it into Norfolk Catholic territory. However, they were forced to punt the football away, so the first quarter ended 0-0. Finally, Norfolk Catholic breaks through in the second period of play. They've got a 10-play, 86-yard drive in the second quarter. Finally, they got a touchdown from Jackson Love of 1 yard. The point after touchdown was blocked, so it was Norfolk Catholic jumping out to a 6-0 lead in this ball game. The Knights again had a possession. They took the ball inside the Case IH red zone. In fact, they had the ball down at about the 11-yard line where they fumbled the football away with about 3 minutes to go. Kendall Overheide was the guy to get on top of it there for Adams Central, so the Patriots dodge a bullet there. The Patriots couldn't do anything with the football, and they were forced to punt the pig away. Jerome Halsey had one go off of the left side of his foot. It went out of bounds. The net on the punt was only 4 yards. So it was Norfolk Catholic starting off inside the Case IH red zone at the 17-yard line of Adams Central late in that second period. It took him 6 plays to stick it in the end zone. Finally, a 4-yard pass from Zach Pospisil to Seth Montag. The point after touchdown was good, and that's the way we stand here at halftime. It is Norfolk Catholic with a lead over Adams Central by a score of 13-0. You're listening to the Tyson Auto Care Halftime Show here today. We'll come back and check some of the numbers in the first half right after this.
What do basketball, choir, drama club, and marching band all have in common? They're all high school activities that offer learning opportunities not necessarily found in the classroom. They take up just a fraction of a typical Nebraska high school's budget, and they go a long way to giving young people the tools they need to thrive. High school activities, they're more than extracurricular. They're extra important, too. This message presented by the Nebraska School Activities Association and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
During harvest, there are some things you just don't want to hear, like this. That's the sound of a farm tire in trouble. And that's when you, your certified Firestone farm tire dealer for help. They'll right out to your field and your tire to have you back up and running in no time. So when you hear this, just your certified Firestone farm tire dealer.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190. 1230 KHAS.
And we're back at halftime again. It's Norfolk Catholic out on top of Adams Central by the score of 13-0 here in this Class C1 State High School football playoff game here tonight. Our halftime stats brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive of Grand Island and on the web at DinsdaleAuto.com. Patriots have a tough time getting anything going offensively against this stingy defense of Norfolk Catholic here tonight. Adams Central has rushed the ball 14 times for a total of 49 yards. The quarterback for Adams Central is Dylan Steinkruger. He is 0 of 2 throwing the football, so Adams Central held to just 49 yards of total offense in the first half. Buzz Niederklein has 7 rushes and 26 yards for Adams Central. So only 49 yards of total offense here for Adams Central in the first half of play. Everything on the ground, 0 of 2 passing. Niederklein held to just 26 yards of offense in that first half of play. Norfolk Catholic, they have rushed the ball 24 times for 114 yards today. Their quarterback is Zach Pospisil. He has completed 6 of 9 passes today for 93 yards. So Norfolk Catholic has got 207 yards of total offense here in this first half. And their big running back, Jackson Love, he has already carried the ball 14 times today for 108 yards. So Norfolk Catholic outgaining Adams Central 207 to 49 in total offense. It's Jackson Love with 14 carries, 108 yards already for the Knights of Norfolk Catholic, and Niederklein has been held at just 26 yards on 7 carries. That pretty well tells the story here this afternoon as Norfolk Catholic is taking advantage of the situation. They took advantage of the short field late in the second quarter to score their second touchdown and also had a nice drive there at the beginning of the second quarter and finally got into the end zone after a 10-play, 86-yard drive. Adams Central really hasn't even snuffed the end zone yet. Haven't even gotten close. They are trailing the Knights, the three-time defending champions in Class C1. The score is 13 to nothing. We'll come back and get more on the Tice Auto Care Halftime Show right after this.
Maintenance is cheaper than repair.
Now's the time to get your vehicle into Tice Auto Care for a winter checkup. Winter driving can take a toll on your vehicle, and it's important to make sure it's ready to take on the cold weather. Tice Auto Care can check your brakes, hoses, and fluids so that you're ready for the tough winter driving. Stop by Tice Auto Care and visit with Mike and the crew about your winter vehicle checkup. They're ASE certified at 3rd and Denver in downtown Hastings.
Maintenance is cheaper than repair.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Waiting for the next furniture sales event? Why wait when you can shop Furniture Direct in Hastings? Furniture Direct has everyday low prices on top name brands like Ashley, Simmons, Beautyrest, and Catnapper. Plus, get more than what you expect with express delivery, no interest financing, and friendly hometown service. Why wait when you can shop everyday low prices at locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington in Hastings?
Are you tired of electric pivot hassles with gearboxes, micro switches, unexpected repairs, and safety concerns? Only T&L Pivot Systems use safe, proven hydrostatic drive technology that eliminates these hassles. Get lasting value and decades of dependability. Call your T&L dealer or visit T&L's website today. T&Ls are easier on you and use proven hydraulic technology that works.
1230 KHAS.
And we're back on the Tice Auto Care Halftime Show here this afternoon. Adams Central is trailing the Knights of Norfolk Catholic. The score is 13 to nothing at halftime. A correction on the first half stats. Adams Central has completed 2 passes out of 6 attempts for 14 yards. They were 2 out of 6 in the first half for Dylan Steinkruger. 14 yards in the first half. So the Patriots have 63 yards of total offense in the first half compared to 207 for Norfolk Catholic. So the Knights are putting it to the Patriots here in the first half, although Adams Central trailed at the end of the first half last week when they eventually came back. They were trailing Shadron at halftime on a score of 7 to nothing and came back to shut out the Cardinals last week 22 to nothing in the second half en route to their 22-7 win. So just some corrections are being made here in the locker room as Adams Central is down by a couple of scores, 13 to nothing to Norfolk Catholic. This begins a big day of high school sports on a network of stations at Platte River Radio. We've got the Adams Central Norfolk Catholic game here on 1230 KHIS. Immediately following this one, it'll be Hastings St. Cecilia and Hershey. Actually, that game will begin today at 5 o'clock, and you can catch the beginning of the ball game on ESPN 1550 KICS, 4:45 for the pregame show today. And then as soon as we are wrapped up here in Norfolk, we will send you out to Hershey and get the conclusion of that ball game between St. Cecilia and the Hershey Panthers. But for the St. Cecilia fans, the game will air in its entirety on ESPN 1550 KICS. And again, as soon as we are wrapped up here in Norfolk. We'll bring you the rest of the ball game out there in Hershey as St. Cecilia takes on the undefeated Panthers here this afternoon. We've got more football action on our network of stations over on the Breeze, KOIQ 94.5, beginning here at about 4:15. There'll be a Class C2 state football playoff game between Blue Hill and the Irish of North Platte St. Pat's. That one will kick off at 4:30. And we'll have the game for you on the Breeze, KOIQ 94.5. Immediately following that game, we'll head to Waco, Nebraska, as Giltner will take on Nebraska Lutheran. That one will kick off at 7 o'clock. So two games tonight on the Breeze, beginning with Blue Hill at North Platte St. Pat's at 4:15. Giltner at Nebraska Lutheran beginning at 7 o'clock tonight. On Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR today, we've got two games. In fact, the first one is just now getting started. It is Donovan Trumbull playing Crofton. In fact, we saw Donovan Trumbull made a lunchtime stop here in Norfolk and ran into Donovan Trumbull, who was making a lunchtime stop as well, as they're on their way to Crofton to play. That ball game will kick off at 4 o'clock. It's just now getting underway. And the action is on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. After that ball game, we'll bring you the Class D2 state football playoff game between Amherst and Loomis, 6:30 for the pregame show there. Kickoff will be at 7. Both of those games on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR and on ESPN 1460 KXPN beginning at 6:30 tonight with a kickoff at 7. You'll get the game between Kearney Catholic and Boone Central Newman Grove. Winner of that ball game will play the winner of this ball game next week in the third round of the state playoffs. And you can catch that game tonight on ESPN 1460 KXPN. All the games you can get at PlatteRiverPreps.com. We're at halftime. You're listening to the Tice Auto Care Halftime Show here tonight. Adams Central is trailing the Knights out of Norfolk Catholic by a score of 13-0. We'll come back and get more right after this.
If you need body work done, see the experts at Hess Auto Body in Hastings. They're located at 208 West South Street. Hess Auto Body does full body repair, windshield repair, painting, and more. Plus, they offer free estimates. Let Hess Auto Body take the worry out of your accident and the dents out of your car. Hess Auto Body at 208 West South Street in Hastings. Call Dave at 460-9542. That's 460-9542. Hess Auto Body at Hastings.
There's just one place where students are students first, and athletics are played with purpose and perspective. That place is your local high school. High school sports offer more than the joy of competition. Studies show that student athletes in Nebraska are also likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in other areas of their lives, including academics. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Nebraska School Activities Association and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
1230 KHAS.
High school football here today on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Class C1 state football playoffs. The other games going on today. It is Columbus Lakeview in Class C1 playing at Syracuse. Also, Wahoo is at Bishop Newman. So a big in-town rivalry matching up there tonight in the second round of the state playoffs as Wahoo is playing at Bishop Newman in Class C1. The other games here in this class, you've got Wilbur Claytonia at home to take on Ashland Greenwood tonight. You've got Falls City playing at Lincoln Christian. Cozad has got a road trip. They're playing at Pierce this afternoon. The ball game is just now getting started. Broken Bow is on the road tonight. They're playing at Gothenburg. We've got the Adams Central Norfolk Catholic game here with a score of 13-0 in favor of Norfolk Catholic. And then later on tonight on KXPN, Kearney Catholic will be on the road playing at number one ranked Boone Central, Newman Grove. Your Class C2 state pairings for the second round of the state playoffs. Getting underway right now is Donovan Trumbull playing at Crofton tonight. Blue Hell has a game starting at 4:30 today. They're out at North Platte to take on the Irish of North Platte St. Pat's. Also, we've got Hastings St. Cecilia and Hershey tonight. That game in Hershey beginning at 5 this afternoon on ESPN 1550 KICS. Sutton is on the road. They're playing at Battle Creek today. Also in Class C2, it's Omaha Brown Al Talbot at home to take on Centennial. Takema Herman will play host to Malcolm today. Archbishop Bergen is at home to take on Aquinas Catholic. Huntington Cedar Catholic on the road playing at Lutheran High Northeast. Actually, that ball game is going to be played here at 7 o'clock in this same field here in Norfolk. So they'll clear things out and they'll get ready for another ball game at 7 featuring Huntington Cedar Catholic and Lutheran High Northeast. In Class D1, your second round of the state playoffs today, Rooting Davenport Shickley is at home to take on the Cardinals out of Randolph. Elsewhere, Exeter Milligan is playing at High Plains Community today. Also at home is Guardian Angels Central Catholic. They're up in West Point getting ready to take on Creighton. Freeman is playing at Howells Dodge today. Overton at home to take on Palmer. The other games in Class D1, you've got Twin Loop playing at North Central. CWC is playing at Hemingford today. And also Burwell is playing at Elm Creek. And finally, in Class D2 in the second round of the state playoffs, Wallace has a home game this afternoon. They're playing Hayes Springs. Amherst will play at Loomis later on tonight on KKPR beginning at 7 o'clock. Stewart has a home game against Anselma Myrna. The other games, Medicine Valley is home to take on the Shelton Bulldogs. Lions Decatur Northeast playing host to number one ranked Fall City Sacred Hearts. Fullerton is playing at Humphrey St. Francis today. Also, it'll be Giltner playing at Nebraska Lutheran tonight at 7 on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. And Sterling has a date coming up this afternoon. They're playing on the road at Why Not. So those are all the ball games going on the second day of the state high school football playoffs. Round number 3 will be played next week, next Tuesday, matter of fact. The winners move on. Halftime show has been brought to you by Tice Auto Care of Hastings. Tice Auto Care, your full-service total car care service center. Everything from tune-ups to complete overhauls. Tice Auto Care can do it all. With over 38 years in business, you can trust Mike and the pros at Tice Auto Care, 3rd in Denver, in downtown Hastings. So the Patriots with only 63 total yards of offense in that first half of play compared to 207 for Norfolk Catholic. And again, Jackson Love has been the workhorse for the Knights. 108 yards in the first half on the 14 carries. Buzz Niederklein held to only 26 yards for Adams Central. 13 first downs for the Knights, 3 for Adams Central. Patriots will get the ball to begin the second half of play, and here they come after the kickoff. That's Lanowski angling left side. He gets it to the 14-yard line where he is stuck right there. Lanowski ran a long ways. He got it back to the 14-yard line. He is stuck on the play there by the Knights of Norfolk Catholic. Down there in coverage on the special teams was Paul Euler, a 6'1", 170-pound sophomore for the Knights. So now Adams Central has got to find something that's going to work offensively. Maybe a little bit more than Buzz Niederklein. Steinkuger is going to have a big second half here. If Adams Central wants to stay with the Knights of Norfolk Catholic, they have won the last 3 state championships in Class C1. Adams Central will start this drive deep in their own territory at their own 16-yard line. So they're in their own territory here. They're working from our left to our right here in the third quarter. Little, if any, wind to deal with here this afternoon. Out of the west at about 7 miles per hour. Steinkruger has got the ball. He's going to hand it away. That's going to be Berry, and Berry is stacked up. Boy, this defense has been tougher than nails here as Berry takes the ball to about the 15-yard line. A pickup of about a half a yard on the play, if that. The official is going to give him a benefit of the doubt. They move it across the 16, so we'll give him 1 yard in the play. Brings up second down and 9 yards to go. Just underway, high school football from Memorial Field in Norfolk this afternoon. Class C1 State High School football playoffs. The Patriots looking for their 9th straight win here. But it's not going to come easy. Norfolk Catholic doing a good job here, and they've got a 13-0 lead over the Patriots. AC with the ball on second down and 9. Here's a pass to the near side. It's going to be caught and dropped. Evan Lindblad was the intended receiver. Over here defending him, a big, big hit by the Knights was Seth Montag. Montag's been all over the field here for the Knights today. 5'10", 160-pound junior. So an incomplete pass is going to bring up third down and 9 yards to go. The nose of the football just by the 16-yard line. So head coach Bill Carlin trying to find a combination that's going to work out there. Steinkruger comes back to the huddle here after giving after giving the play. Bill Conlon in the far sideline. Wide receivers will split to the left and to the right. That's going to be Lindblad out to the right side. Buzz Niederklein to the left. Here's Steinkruger. He wants to throw. Steps up in the pocket. He's going to be hit. And Steinkruger trying to get away. And he's going to be sacked back here at the 10-yard line. Going to be sacked back here at the 10-yard line. And getting the quarterback sacked there is going to be David Engelhop. Engelhop gets the sack. Norfolk Catholic had only one quarterback sack all season long, according to the statistics they supplied to us. But they get to the quarterback for Adams Central, Dylan Steinkruger. A loss on the play back to the 11-yard line. A loss of about 5 yards on the play. That's going to bring up fourth down and 14 yards to go. Halsey again gets the punt away. Flutters in the air. Again, it goes off to the left side. He's going to go out of bounds. Earlier today, he had a 4-yard punt. The line of scrimmage was the 12-yard line. The officials will spot the ball here at the 37. So Norfolk Catholic will start on the Adams Central side of the 50-yard line again. They start in plus territory. And the Knights of Norfolk Catholic with Zach Pospisil, the quarterback, and Jackson Love, the running back, they have sliced up the Adams Central D here this afternoon. And the Knights had 207 yards unofficially in that first half of play. They had 93 yards passing as they put up 207 yards in that first half of play. So it's first down and 10 yards to go. They've got the ball at the 38-yard line of Adams Central. There's Love with the ball again. Crashes forward across the 35 down to about the 33-yard line. Jackson Love, he is a brute to bring down. Tackle is made in there by Ben Winkler. Love is 5'11", 205 pounds, a senior, and 1,428 yards coming into the football game here this afternoon. Coming into the contest now is going to be a David Engelhop. He checks in. Jackson Love will get a quick breather here on the sidelines. Wide receiver will go to the left and to the right. In fact, three wide receivers split to the left side. Pospisil throws the ball out here. Montag grabs the ball to 37, across the 35 to the 30, down to the Patriot 29-yard line. Montag takes the ball down to the 29-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Adams Central. And into the stop for the Patriots is going to be Brecken Reed. Brecken Reed into the stop there for Adams Central defensively. A pickup up to the 29-yard line is going to bring up a third down and one situation. Backs in the I formation again. Hand off to Love. He's got the first down and more across the 25 down to the 24-yard line. Another Crozier Park Pharmacy first down out of the 24-yard line of AC. Tackle is made in there by Logan Bowen for the Adams Central Patriot defense. Another Crozier Park Pharmacy first down is Norfolk Catholic driving toward the goal line again. They've got it down here at the Adams Central 23-yard line. AC St. Cecilia in action tonight. They're playing on the road at Hershey. Game time will be at 5 o'clock, 4:45 for the pregame show on ESPN 1550 KICS. And as soon as this game is over and we wrap up here in Norfolk, we will get you to that game with bonus coverage here on 1230 KHIS. First down, 10 yards to go. Norfolk Catholic with the ball at the Adams Central 23-yard line. Man goes in motion off to the far side. That's going to be Nick Reed. Here's a reverse play to Montag. A lot of room out there at the 25. He's at the 20. Slips inside to the 15, down to the 13-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Jack Berry for the Adams Central Patriot defense. But a reverse play goes to Seth Montag, who's doing some damage here for a Norfolk Catholic here this afternoon. He takes the ball for 9 yards down to the Adams Central 14-yard line. And now Norfolk Catholic looking at a second down and one situation from the AC 14. 8 minutes and 40 seconds to play here in the third quarter. It's a 13-0 ball game. Norfolk Catholic, the three-time defending state champions, with a lead over Adams Central this afternoon. High pro set. Pospisil wants to throw, pumps once, throws the ball, caught at the 5-yard line, dives for the end zone, touchdown. Dives for the end zone for a touchdown. Making the reception there is going to be Austin Becker. Austin Becker gets the reception and a touchdown pass thrown right there from Pospisil to Becker. And that puts the Knights of Norfolk Catholic out on top now by a score of 19-0 with a PAT pending there. So Austin Becker hauls in the touchdown pass for the Knights of Kearney Catholic. They have spread the ball around pretty effectively here today, both running and throwing the football. Back into the ball game is going to be Chase Farley to attempt the point after touchdown. Ball is down, the kick is up, and the extra point is going to be good. The PAT is good, and the Adams Central Patriots are in deep trouble here in the third quarter. 8 minutes and 23 seconds to play in the third quarter. It's now Norfolk Catholic 21, Adams Central nothing.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
1230 KHAS.
So a five-play drive, 38 yards there for Norfolk Catholic. So after another short punt for Adams Central, Norfolk Catholic cashes in. I think I said 21-0. Actually, it's 20-0. Norfolk Catholic has got the lead. Adams Central blocked the first point after this afternoon. Patriots in trouble now here in the third quarter of play. 8:23 remaining. Norfolk Catholic has got the lead. And the Knights will kick off one more time. End over end kick. This time Niederklein looks up, grabs the ball 2 yards deep in the end zone. And the touchback occurs. So Adams Central brings the ball back out here at the 20-yard line. High school football being brought to you this afternoon on 1230 KHIS by T&L Irrigation. Proven technology that works and is easier on you for a lifetime. And by Tom Dinsdale Auto at Stolly Park Road and Webb Road in Grand Island. And online at DinsdaleAuto.com. And by Channel Seed in Hildreth. Go see Zeke and Barrett today to see how they can help you grow. Adams Central trail at halftime, 13-0. Norfolk Catholic adds one here on their opening possession of the third quarter. The Patriots now trailing 20-0. Steinkruger steps up. He's scrambling. He's got the ball across the 20, out to about the 23-yard line, where he runs into David Engelhop again for the Norfolk Catholic defense. And now we've got a late penalty flag down as Steinkruger is ridden down at the 19-yard line. So it might be a late hit here on Engelhop as the officials blow the whistle, and Engelhop did not let up on the play. That's going to be the case. It's going to be a personal foul called here on the Engelhop as he rides down Steinkruger down to the turf. So that's going to cost the Knights 15 yards on the play. And that's going to bring it across the 30-yard line out to about the 35. Even beyond that, they're going to give them the forward progress on the play here. So 8 minutes and 12 seconds to play in the third quarter. Adams Central is trailing in the ball game by a score of 20-0. They bring the ball out to the 39-yard line. It's going to be a first down and 10. That is only the fourth first down of the ball game for Adams Central. Four first downs for AC, and we're in the third quarter of play. Adams Central just looking for a little spark offensively here. Wide receivers split out wide to the right side. There's three of them out there. Wide receivers Lindblad out to the left. Steinkruger wants to throw. He's under pressure. He's hitting. Down he goes, but he gets rid of the ball. The officials, no flag there, but very close to an intentional grounding there. Coming in there for Norfolk Catholic and making a whole lot of problems there for the Adams Central Patriot offense was Aaron Hoff again. Aaron Hoff in the Patriot offensive line there. Nearly got to the quarterback Dylan Steinkruger. That's an incomplete pass. It's second down and 10 yards to go. So Dylan facing a lot of pressure out there for Adams Central here this afternoon. Just gets rid of the ball. No intentional grounding call, but it could have been called there. Wide receivers left and right. First down and actually second down it should be. Second down and 10 yards to go from the 39-yard line. Steinkruger backs up again. Surveys the field. His pass is to be caught out here across the 50 to the 49-yard line of a Norfolk Catholic. That's Lenowski hauling that baby in at the 49. That is a pass completion. Lenowski's first catch of the ball game here this afternoon. That's the third pass completion for Dylan Steinkruger as he takes the ball down to the 48-yard line of Norfolk Catholic. So the Patriots just need something good that can happen here. In the third quarter, we're down to 7 minutes and 55 seconds to play. The Patriots are trailing in the ball game by a score of 20-0. Lindblad split out wide to the right side. Lenowski will come with him. Berry in the backfield. Here's a running play. It's going to be Steinkruger, and he is hit. And he is decked at the 48-yard line. And making the stop there for the Knights of Norfolk Catholic. Making the stop there for Norfolk Catholic is going to be number 74, Aiden Burrows. I'll tell you what, Steinkruger, a little wobbly in getting up. And now head coach Bill Carlin wants to burn a timeout because this quarterback is a little wobbly out there. Bill Carlin calls the timeout as Aiden Burrows, a 6 foot, 190-pound sophomore, gets into a Dylan Steinkruger as he is blasted at about the 48-yard line. So we've got a timeout as Bill Carlin talks to one of the officials out there. 7 minutes and 27 seconds to play in the third quarter. We'll take a break with a score It's Norfolk Catholic 20, Adams Central nothing.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect with brand names like Simmons Beautyrest, Catnapper, and Ashley. Express delivery and a 30-day comfort trial on any new mattress set. Get more than you expect at your locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings and FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
High school football here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com and also at PrattRiverPreps.com. Second down and 9 yards to go. Football is sitting down at the 48-yard line of Norfolk Catholic. Here comes Niederklein in motion. Near side, they fake the ball to him. Steinkruger throws it across the middle. It's going to be incomplete. Ball nearly intercepted, but it's incomplete. The intended receiver and getting up off the turf again is going to be Lanowski down here at about the 35-yard line of Norfolk Catholic. So now it's going to bring up a third down situation. Third down and 9 yards to go. Steinkruger has completed only 3 passes here this afternoon for 28 yards for Adams Central. The Patriots here in the third quarter has rushed the ball 4 times for minus 3 yards. So the Patriots ground attack, 40 in the first quarter. They had 9 in the second quarter to play, minus 3 so far here in quarter number 3. It's third down, 9 yards to go. AC with the ball down here at the Norfolk Catholic 48.5-yard line. Here comes pressure again. Engel hop off of the corner, gets to him. Brings down Steinkruger back here at the 41-yard line. That is the second sack of the ball game now for the Knights, and both of them have come from David Engelhop. He's coming off of the corner on the left side of the defensive line, so it'll be the right side of the offensive line having problems with Engelhop. That is Pfeiffer and Moorlang over there with the Patriot offense having problems with Engelhop. So a couple of quarterback sacks here for Norfolk Catholic in the ball game, and Adams Central now looking at fourth down and 21 yards to go. Football back to their own 43-yard line. Here comes the punt from Halsey. End over end. It's going to bounce to the 35, picked up there at the 30 by Pospisil, and Pospisil brings it up to about the 32, where he's a hog tied and thrown down by Lanowski at the 32-yard line. So that's where Norfolk Catholic will start, and now you're going to give the Knights the football again with 6 minutes and 35 seconds to play in the second quarter. Adams Central trailed at halftime by a score of 13-0. The Knights have scored once so far here in the third, as Pospisil threw a touchdown pass to Austin Becker. So 6:35 to play. It's a 20-0 ball game. Norfolk Catholic has got the lead, looking to move on to the third round of the state high school football playoffs. Here's Pospisil. He wants to throw, and he's going to be shut down as he is knocked down. He got it right back to the line of scrimmage, and that's all she wrote. Tackle is made in there by Alex Meyer for Adams Central, a 6'3", 210-pound senior for the Patriots. No gain in the play. We'll give him maybe a half a yard in the play. We'll call it second down and 9 yards to go here for the Norfolk Catholic Knights. Wide receiver will split out wide to the right side. That's going to be a Matt Miller. 2 tight ends, 1 running back with a man, a slot man off to the right side. Here's Pospisil, a little quarterback draw play across the 35 out to about the 38-yard line. So a short gain. Buzz Niederklein into the stop there for Adams Central on defense, as Pospisil brings the ball up to the 33-yard line. And now we got a timeout here. A timeout is called as we got some equipment problems for Alex Meyer. He's going to have to come out of the ball game now. Alex Meyer will check out. It's going to be a third down situation. Third down now for Norfolk Catholic. They get the ball to the 39-yard line. The Knights moving from our right to our left here in this third quarter with a 20-0 lead over Adams Central. Unbalanced line again. The power set off to the left side of this offensive formation. There's a handoff to Love. He's going to go there across the 40, across the 45, and he tumbles forward out to about the 50-yard line. That's Jackson Love again carrying the ball. He had over 100 yards in the first half alone. He had 108 on 14 carries. He picks up a Crozier Park Pharmacy first down there as he moves the ball across the 45 out to about the 47-yard line. So a nice gain there by Jackson Love. Quickly up to the line of scrimmage at Norfolk Catholic. We're down to 5:20 to play here in the third quarter with the Knights out on top by a score of 20-0. There's another handoff. Love brings it outside the numbers at the 50. At the 45, stiffs arms a man across the 40 down to the 39-yard line. Jackson Love, we have had no answer for him today. Tackle is made in there by Alex Keller. Radham Central just ran him out of bounds here on the near sideline after getting an old stiff arm there from Jackson Love. Another Crozier Park Pharmacy first down as they move the ball down to the 37-yard line of Adams Central. So the Knights on the drive again, down to 5:06 to play here in the third quarter. Wide receiver splits out wide to the right side now for Norfolk Catholic. That's going to be Matt Miller. Here's Pospisil, an inside handoff, big hole, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Nathan Burtzak, the fullback, crosses up the Adams Central Patriot defense and scampers 37 yards for the touchdown. And for the second time here in the third quarter, Norfolk Catholic is in the end zone. So they go with the fullback there that time, totally crossed up. The Adams Central Patriots on defense as Nathan Burtzak takes that baby 37 yards for the touchdown. He scores his second touchdown of the 2013 season here. It comes with 4 minutes and 59 seconds to play in the third quarter. It is now a 26-0 ball game in favor of Norfolk Catholic. Here's the snap. It's going to be bobbled there by Pospisil. He picks it up, and he's going to be tackled here. So the PAT is going to be no good for the time being, but we do have a penalty flag down there inside the 5-yard line. So hold your horses here. We got a penalty flag down, as the officials will confirm. It's going to be a personal foul. It's going to be a personal foul on Adams Central. So a personal foul called on Adams Central and an extra point. So when it rains, it pours. Here comes the PAT team back out on the field here. And this one is going to be a personal foul marched off on Adams Central. They'll probably march it off on the kickoff. But they're going to give Farley another chance here to tack on one more point for the Knights out of Norfolk Catholic. So finally back out there. He had one blocked after his first touchdown here today, but he's been perfect since. Waiting for the snap. Pospisil has got his arms out. Here comes the extra point. That one is drilled low, and it's going to be blocked again. So the PAT is going to be blocked for the second time here today. But Norfolk Catholic adds another 6 on the board. The Knights have the lead over the Adams Central Patriots in the second round of the state high school football playoffs. That one was 5 plays and 63 yards as Norfolk Catholic is making this one look easy. 4 minutes and 59 seconds to play in the third quarter. It's now Norfolk Catholic 26, Adams Central nothing.
Cully Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946. 65 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Cully Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Memorial Field in Norfolk here this afternoon has been all Norfolk Catholic today. The Patriots are trailing now by a score of 26-0. And here comes the kickoff from Norfolk Catholic. End over end kick. Again, it's going to be drilled into the end zone. This will be a touchback. And boy, Adams Central just has not had field position here today. Adams Central will start this drive first down and 10 on their own 20-yard line. State High School Football Playoffs presented to you by T&L Irrigation Systems, proven technology that works and is easier on you for a lifetime, and by Tom Dinsdale Auto at Stolly Park Road and Webb Road in Grand Island. You can catch them online at dinsdaleauto.com. So the Knights had a 13-0 lead at halftime. They've tacked on two more here in the third quarter of play. We're down to 4:59 to go, and Adams Central trailing in the ball game by a score of 26-0. Steinkruger hands the ball away. That's going to be Niederklein. Niederklein across the 20 out to about the 22-yard line. Again, buzz in the first half of play. For just joining us, held to only 26 yards and 7 rushes for the Patriot offense today. He picks up 3 yards there, second down, and 7 yards to go as they move the football to the 23-yard line. AC just has not been versatile enough to really cross up this Norfolk Catholic defense here this afternoon. Really keying on Buzz Niederklein. 2 tight ends, Jack Berry in the backfield along with Niederklein. There's Buzz again, gets the call. He's going to be stacked up at the 22. So a loss of about a yard in the play there by Buzz Niederklein as he has knocked down in the play there by Norfolk Catholic as Jordan Canta into the stop there for Norfolk Catholic. We'll give him about a half a yard in the game. They give him forward progress out to about the 23.5, but the Patriots now with 4 minutes to play in this third quarter, looking at third down and 7 yards to go. they can ill afford to go three plays and out again and give the Knights the football back, because Norfolk Catholic has shown that they can move the football up and down the field here against the Adams Central Patriot D. They'll go with the Maryland I formation. Play action pass. Steinkruger wants to throw. Throws it. It's going to be incomplete. Trying to get the ball out here at the 35-yard line. It's overthrown. So an incomplete pass. And that's going to bring up a fourth down situation. That was Miller, I think, who was out there for Adams Central. So it's going to bring up a fourth down situation. Fourth down and 7 yards to go. And in punt formation now will be Jerome Halsey. Halsey's wearing number 35 today. Instead of his usual 32, Halsey gets the snap. He's under pressure. Now he's got to run with it. Here's some problems about special teams. And Halsey is going to be tackled on the play back here at the 15-yard line. So earlier today, Halsey got off a 4-yard punt. That snap was a little bit to his left side. He should have had time to get it off, but tremendous pressure there by Norfolk Catholic. And Halsey had to run with the football. He's going to be stacked up. They're going to give him the 16-yard line. So for the second time today, Norfolk Catholic is going to start this drive inside the Case IH red zone. And just about ready to blow the Patriots right out of here today. 26 to nothing with 3 minutes and 35 seconds to play. Problems on the special teams unit here for Adams Central here this afternoon. First down and 10 yards to go from the Adams Central 16-yard line. Pospisil wants to throw. Throws it into the end zone. His receiver falls down. And the ball is going to be knocked down at the last second. His receiver fell down in the end zone. Back there for Adams Central was going to be Lanowski. He tips the ball away. The receiver was Keegan Ehlers. He tripped as he crossed the goal line there. He would have had a sure touchdown. A Pospisil would have got the ball even halfway close. And now Niederklein is down on the play. He is in the end zone. Looks like he's got some cramps starting to develop here. So they've got a timeout as the trainers come out and work on Derek Lanowski in the end zone for Adams Central. That was a sure 6 points. Ehlers just trips as he crosses the goal line there. That would have been anywhere close. Pospisil would have had a touchdown, but Lanowski knocks it down at the last second. We've got a timeout here with 3 minutes and 30 seconds to play. In the third quarter, we'll take a break with a score. Norfolk Catholic 26, Adams Central nothing.
Tom Dinsdale Automotive takes personal luxury a step further with the 2013 Cadillac SRX all-wheel drive luxury collection. Stock number 42680 is a stunning black raven with ebony interior, trailering equipment for those weekend adventures, and the beautiful 20-inch chrome bright finish wheels. Currently on sale, plus a $3,000 rebate to qualified buyers. Take a test drive today at Tom Dinsdale Automotive, Stolly Park at Webb Road in Grand Island. Check out the entire inventory at DinsdaleAuto.com.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings St. Jose getting ready to play Hershey tonight in the Class C2 State High School football playoffs. We've got play-by-play coverage coming up beginning at 4:45 this afternoon on ESPN 1550 KICS. As soon as we wrap up here in Norfolk, we will get you two bonus coverage here today as we'll send you out to Hershey and get the completion of that ball game. It's been all the Knights of Norfolk Catholic. Adams Central has had a tough time getting anything going offensively against this good defense from Norfolk Catholic. Norfolk Catholic on the season had a tendency to give up a few yards. In fact, they were giving up 253 yards per ball game on defense, but Adams Central nowhere near that today. Second down and 10 yards to go for the Knights. They've got the ball at the Adams Central 17-yard line. Norfolk Catholic moving from our right to our left here in the third quarter here from Memorial Field. There's a handoff again. That's Engelhop with the ball as he moves it across the 11-yard line down to the 10 as he drags a couple of would-be tacklers with him down to the 10-yard line. So Engelhop now carrying the ball there for the Knights of Kearney Catholic. Tackle is made in there by Jerome Halsey of Adams Central. Halsey playing linebacker today, 6 foot, 200-pound junior. Line of scrimmage is now the 11-yard line. Norfolk Catholic looking at a third down and four situation. Third down and four. We're down to 3 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Norfolk Catholic just going to line up now with the two tight ends at a high formation. Handoff again goes to Engelhop. He slips outside. He's at the 10. He's at the 5. He's into the end zone for the touchdown. Engelhop looks inside, bounces outside, and he gets it into the end zone with 2 minutes and 48 seconds to play. Engelhop takes her in there for Norfolk Catholic. And the Knights continue to add to their total here in this third quarter. That's their third touchdown of the third quarter alone. As Engelhop takes it in there for Norfolk Catholic. That one goes on an 11-yard touchdown run for David Engelhop, a 6'3", 200-pound sophomore, taking the ball into the end zone there. And here comes the extra point coming up here from Norfolk Catholic. They've had two extra points blocked so far today. Here comes the point after. It's through the uprights. It is good. So the PAT is drilled there by the Knights. And now with 2 minutes and 48 seconds to play in the third quarter, it's been all Norfolk Catholic to score. The Knights 33, the Adams Central Patriots nothing.
Seth Johnson is your channel seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth, the only seed company that employs a bear. Don't believe us? Stop into the shop in Hildreth and see how Zeke and Bear can help you grow. Channel Seed is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes and coaches. With great determination and teamwork, our high school athletes have made it this far, which is how Channel Seed does business in your fields. See the difference with Zeke and Bear at Channel Seed, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth.
1230 KHAS.
High school football here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS Hastings. We're in Norfolk with the Knights lead the Adams Central Patriots 33-0. Three touchdowns here in the third quarter alone. Adams Central has rushed the ball eight times, minus 8 yards here in the third quarter. So again, the Knights will have to kick the football away. They're going to be applying for overtime pay here on the special teams unit. Here's the end over end kick. Again, it's drilled into the end zone. Touchback. Remember, the last touchdown was sent up there after Adams Central is having problems on special teams as a punter. For Adams Central was Jerome Halsey. He was tackled after having problems with a snap. And they took over on the 16-yard line, and they made quick work of it as they went three plays in 16 yards. Now Adams Central has got the ball back again. Again, they will start this drive from the 20-yard line. With 2 minutes and 48 seconds to play in the third quarter, all Norfolk Catholic gears. They've got the 33-0 lead over Adams Central. Staying in there at quarterback is going to be Steinkruger. Now we got a man over here on the right end. That's going to be Halsey again. Halsey with a false start over here on the right end for Adams Central. That's going to cost them 5 yards. So the Patriots, everything that we have seen all season long, just a well-oiled machine. Things are, wheels are falling off the cart here today. Ball is pushed back here to the 15-yard line. That's going to bring up a first down and 15 situation. Winner of this ball game will move on next Tuesday to play either number one ranked Boone Central, Newman Grove, or Kearney Catholic in the third round of the state playoffs. Unless Bill Carlin can pull a rabbit out of his hat, it's not going to be Adams Central. Here comes Steinkruger. He's going to bring the ball to Niederklein. Niederklein is hit as he fights forward across the 15 out to about the 16-yard line. Met in the backfield, but Niederklein brings the ball up to about the 16-yard line. We'll give him a pickup of a yard or so as Buzz Niederklein angles off to the left side, not finding any running room whatsoever against this defense of Norfolk Catholic here this afternoon. Nothing but red shirts up there in the trenches. Wide receivers Lynn Bland split out wide to the right side. It'll be Lanowski split out to the right side as well. Barry in the backfield with Buzz Niederklein. Quick throw out here. It's going to be grabbed by Lanowski at the 13. Is across the 15 out to the 17-yard line. So a short gain. Tackle is made in there by Norfolk Catholic. And into the stop for the Knights is going to be Jacob Beller. Jacob Beller into the stop there for Norfolk Catholic. It's going to bring up a third down situation. Third down and about 12 yards to go. So a completed pass that ends up netting about 2 yards into play. Now they switch at least the sides of the field. It's going to be on the near side hash mark here. With a minute and 44 seconds to play in the third quarter, clock is running. Lynn Blatt is your wide receiver, split to the left side. Halsey is your tight end, lined up to the right side of the formation. Baxter split this time behind the quarterback, Steinkruger. Rolls to his left, fires the ball. It's going to be caught by Niederklein. Nice catch across the 20, out to the 22-yard line, a short game. A pickup of 4 yards in the play. Niederklein goes down one-handed there and grabs that ball down around his kneecaps. But no room to run out there as he brings the ball to the 22-yard line. And again, the Adams Central Patriots will have to punt the football away here with 1:10 to play in the third quarter. It's been anything but easy here for Jerome Halsey. Again, he's not the regular punter for Adams Central. Logan Bowen did all the punting during the season, but he broke his hand last week against Shadron and is not punting today. There's a much better kick across the 48-yard line, but nice return here by Norfolk Catholic across the 35 to the 30, 25 down to the 20-yard line, down to the 15-yard line. Lunging forward and a nice punt return there. 35 yards.
That's going to be Nick Bede. He caught that ball at his own 48-yard line and took it down the near sideline. They're going to spot the football again inside Adams Central Patriot territory at the 16-yard line. So, again, the Knights will start within the Case IH red zone here. Boy, a short field here for Norfolk Catholic all day today. It is 33-0. Norfolk Catholic has got the lead over Adams Central. And the Patriots really having their problems here with the third-seeded team from Norfolk Catholic. This is the team Cummins here with a mark of 7 wins and 2 losses on the season. Their only 2 losses, though, to Boone Central, Newman Grove, 28-22, and the Pierce at 22-21. And now we're going to have a new quarterback in there for the Knights of Norfolk Catholic, and now they call a timeout. They've got a timeout called here. We're in the third quarter of play as we will take a break. 45.9 seconds to play. We'll take this break with a score. Norfolk Catholic 33, Adams Central nothing.
Psst. Hey, over here. It's me, your house. Instead of painting me this year, try Rolex Steel Siding. It's virtually maintenance-free and will keep me looking great for decades. Plus, I love all the rich designer colors. They're even guaranteed not to fade for 15 years. Put the ladder and paintbrush away and call the knowledgeable folks at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware in Holstein at 756-5881 or look online at buysquaredeal.com. Buy and check out the Rolex Steel Siding and Soffits from Square Deal Lumber and Hardware today.
1230 KHAS.
Nathan Boyle is your new quarterback, a 6-foot, 150-pound junior for Norfolk Catholic, as their head coach, Jeff Beller, gets some new guys into the football game here as Boyle is in there now with the Knights of Norfolk Catholic. The last ball carrier for the Knights was Noah Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer, 5'8", 170-pound sophomore. Pfeiffer picks up about 2 yards in a play. It's going to bring up second down and 8 yards to go. Norfolk Catholic putting it to Adams Central here tonight in the second round of the state high school football playoffs. It is now a 33-0 ball game in favor of the Knights. Wide receivers right and left. There's a handoff running with a football across the 15 down to about the 14-yard line. Another new guy in there, that's Logan Hale. Hale, 5'11", 170 pounds, and a junior. And that's going to be the end of the third quarter of play. So 3 quarters in the books tonight in high school football action from the Class C1 State High School football playoffs. Nobody saw this one coming here tonight. Adams Central getting handled easily from Norfolk Catholic. After 3 quarters, it's the Knights 33, Adams Central nothing.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We're located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
1230 KHAS.
High school football coverage on our network of stations this year brought to you by TNL Irrigation. Proven technology that works and is easier on you for a lifetime. By Tom Dinsdale Auto at Stanley Park Road and Webb Road in Grand Island and online at dinsdaleauto.com. And by Channel Seed in Hildreth, go see Zeke and Barrett today to see how they can help you grow. 33-0. Adams Central is trailing here in this football game to the Knights of a Norfolk Catholic. Is going to be a third down and 8 situation down here at the Adams Central 14-yard line. Again, most of the second teamers now into the ball game here for Norfolk Catholic as the Knights work from our left to our right here in the fourth and final quarter. Boyle on the reverse play trying to get outside. He's a
maintenance is cheaper than repair.
Now's the time to get your vehicle into Tice Auto Care for a winter checkup. Winter driving can take a toll on your vehicle, and it's important to make sure it's ready to take on the cold weather. Tice Auto Care can check your brakes, hoses, and fluids so that you're ready for the tough winter driving. Stop by Tice Auto Care and visit with Mike and the crew about your winter vehicle checkup. They're ASE certified at 3rd and Denver in downtown Hastings.
Maintenance is cheaper than repair.
What do basketball, choir, drama club, and marching band all have in common? They're all high school activities that offer learning opportunities not necessarily found in the classroom. They take up just a fraction of a typical Nebraska high school's budget, and they go a long way to giving young people the tools they need to thrive. High school activities, they're more than extracurricular. They're extra important, too. This message presented by the Nebraska School Activities Association and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
You need power, efficiency, and dependability from your tractor, and when it's time to trade, you want the best resale value. That's what you get with Case IH Magnum Tractors from Fairbanks International. With 9 models, Case IH Magnums set productivity standards the competition just can't match. For a limited time, you can finance your new Magnum with an interest waiver for 12 months. For power, efficiency, ease of maintenance, comfort, and financing, see the Case IH Magnum from Fairbanks International. Better solutions.
1230 KHAS.
As we come back, Norfolk Catholic is looking at a second down and 10 yards to go from the 10-yard line of Adams Central. As Boyle again is up under center here, he's going to hand the ball away, an inside handoff across the 10 down to about the 8-yard line. Running the ball there was Noah Pfeiffer. So again, the second teamers out there running right now for Norfolk Catholic after they scored 3 times in the third quarter alone. That's now third down and goal from the 8-yard line. Adams Central in the third quarter had only 16 total yards. We'll get to the third quarter numbers here in just a second as Norfolk Catholic is ready to come up over center here on third down and 8 yards to go. Clock is running. We're in the fourth and final quarter here. 10 minutes and 45 seconds to go in the football game. Boyle up under center on third down and goal from the 8-yard line. Hand off again. Hit at the 10-yard line. Bouncing forward to the 9. Maybe gets it to the 8-yard line and down he goes. That's Logan Hale carrying the ball there. For Norfolk Catholic, and then the Knights will be looking at a fourth down and goal from the 8-yard line. Your third quarter stats brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive of Grand Island and on the web at DinsdaleAuto.com. Adams Central, 3 of 6 in the third quarter, 22 yards. They rushed the ball 9 times for minus 6 yards. So 16 total yards for Adams Central in the third quarter. Meanwhile, for Norfolk Catholic, 2 out of 3 throwing the ball for 23 yards, 12 rushes for 127 yards. In the third quarter alone. It is fourth down and goal from the 8-yard line. Norfolk Catholic with a big lead is going to go for it. Boyle has got it under quarterback keeper around the left end as he takes the ball down to about the 5-yard line. The ball squirts loose. Adams Central picks it up. Halsey came down with it, but the officials say no, it was blown dead at the 5-yard line. So Adams Central will get the ball. Halsey was into the open there for Adams Central as he was taking it down the far sideline, but the officials will bring him back, and Adams Central will start this drive after taking over on downs down here at their own 5-yard line. 9 minutes and 57 seconds to play here in the football game. It's been all Norfolk Catholic. Led 6-0 in the second quarter of play. Got out to a 13-0 lead by halftime. They chalked on 3 touchdowns in the third quarter there. So now Adams Central has got the ball to start this drive on their own 5-yard line. So the Patriot offense has struggled all day today, finds themselves deep in their own territory at the 5-yard line. Steinkruger wants to throw, throws it. It's going to be caught here by Lindblad, and then it's going to be dropped. And now coming in there, making a sliding recovery. Did they give it a reception? Yeah, that was Lanowski. The ball was off of the fingertips of Lindblad. It looked like it was going to fall into the turf, but Lanowski, giving second effort there, comes in there, slides in there, and gets the reception on his stomach. So a good heads-up play there by Derek Lowski on the chip from Lindblad. So that's a completed pass there for AC and a Crozier Park Pharmacy first down as they bring the ball out here to the 19-yard line. Lanowski's down. Your wide receiver split out to the left side. That is Lindblad off to the right. High pro set here. Here's a Steinkruger. He wants to throw the ball. It's going to be almost intercepted. Trying to get to Halsey, and the ball was nearly intercepted there by a Norfolk Catholic. On the defense there was Jacob Beller. And Beller had nothing but green grass in front of him there for the Knights. 9:19 left here in the fourth quarter. The winner plays again next Tuesday against either Boone Central, Newman Grove, or Kearney Catholic. Those two teams will score off later on tonight. A game you can catch on ESPN 1460 KXPN and also on the web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Adams Central looking at second down and 10 yards to go. Line of scrimmage is now the 19-yard line. Here's a running play, breaking in the open across the 20, out to the 25, to the 28-yard line. Running the football there is Niederklein. And on the stop for the Knights of Kearney Catholic is going to be Logan Hale, who's into the ball game now as a linebacker.
a pickup on the play of about, 9 yards as they bring the ball to the 29-yard line. It's going to bring up a third down and one situation now for Adams Central as they wait for the play from Dylan Steinkruger. He's going to pay a visit to Adams Central head coach Bill Carlin in the far sideline. Not much offense for AC here today. They had only 63 yards of total offense in the first half of play, and they didn't tack on much more in quarter number three here tonight. They only had 16 yards in the third quarter. Adams Central, less than 100 yards of total offense in the ball game here tonight so far. There's a running play slipping outside as Niederklein, look out. Niederklein 40, 45, and he's brought down at the 46-yard line. So Niederklein, he gets a good chunk of yardage there. He picks up a Crozier Park Pharmacy first down as he brings it from the 29 out to the 45-yard line. Give Niederklein a pickup of 16 yards in a play. Adams Central gets the first down. The Patriots now with 8 first downs here in this football game. Just joining us, it's been all Norfolk Catholic here today. They've got the lead over Adams Central. The score is 33-0. Adams Central looking to get the goose egg off of the scoreboard here. They've got the ball at the 46-yard line. They give the ball to Lanowski in that little reverse play. Penalty flags down. Lanowski across the 45-50, 45-40. Hurdles man at the 35. Takes the ball out of the 30 down to the 28-yard line. But again, a penalty flag is back upfield. Looks like it might be a holding call here back here at the 46-yard line. So this one is coming back. By far, that was the best running play Adams Central has had today as Lanowski comes back on that little reverse play, takes the ball all the way down inside the 30-yard line. But this one is coming back as a holding call on Adams Central. Holding call on the Patriots. That's going to bring things back in the Patriot territory. Hastings St. Cecilia just now getting ready to kick off here the next couple of minutes. They're playing out in Hershey tonight. Kickoff at 5 o'clock. We've got the game in its entirety on ESPN 1550 KICS today. And as soon as this is over and we wrap up here from Norfolk, we will get you to the Hastings St. Cecilia and Hershey ball game. That is coming up next here on 1230 KHIS. So with the penalty, it's going to bring the ball all the way back to the 36-yard line. So instead of having the ball inside the 30, Adams Central has the ball back here at their only 36. On first down and 19 yards to go following the holding call on the Patriots. Here's Steinkruger, swings the ball out here. Niederklein has got the ball, nothing but red shirts. Niederklein across the 35 out to the 36. So they swing the ball out there out to the 36-yard line. Just a short pickup. Tackle is made in there by a Norfolk Catholic. And in the stop there is going to be a Burroughs for a Norfolk Catholic. So it's second down. Second down and still about, 16 yards to go. For the Patriots, they've got the ball on their own 37-yard line, working from our right to our left here in this fourth and final quarter from Memorial Field in Norfolk this afternoon. Wide receiver is going to split out wide to the left side now for Adams Central. That's Benjamin Kiyobasa who's down to the ball game. Three wide receivers split out to the left side. An empty backfield here for the Patriots. Steinkruger wants to throw. Throws it across the middle. It's incomplete. Trying to get it to Kiyobasa. That was thrown behind him. It was almost picked off there by the Norfolk Catholic Knights. Nick Bede is back there in coverage for Norfolk Catholic. So now the Patriots will be looking at a third down situation. Third down and about 16, 17 yards to go. The nose of the football sitting between the 37 and the 38-yard line. It's on the far side hash mark. Adams Central has won 8 games in a row, but it's going to be all for naught here tonight as the Patriots are going to be eliminated here with 7 minutes and 25 seconds to play in the fourth and final quarter. Wide receivers again, left and right. Now we got movement up there on the offensive line for Adams Central. Or did somebody jump off sides? This one could be going on Norfolk Catholic. That's going to be the case. The Knights jumping off sides, and that gives Adams Central a free 5 yards here. Brings the ball across the 42 out to about the 43-yard line. That's going to bring up a third down and long situation. Third down and 12 yards to go. So third down and 12 for the Patriots. They've got the ball on their own 42-yard line. Adams Central has not even sniffed the end zone here this afternoon. They have really been held at bay offensively by this Norfolk Catholic defense, a defense that has been giving up about 253 yards per ball game, including 150 yards on the ground, 14.3 points. But nothing like that here today against Adams Central. There's Lanowski. He's got the ball, and he flips it back here. Running for his life is going to be Miller, and he's going to be sacked at the 41. So they run that little reverse play. They run that little reverse play to Lenowski, and then he pitches the ball back to Brecken Reed, who is the backup quarterback. I think I said Miller, but it's actually Brecken Reed that gets up, and he is tackled in the play. And it's going to bring up a fourth down situation. So Bill Carlin, a little dipsy doodle there as they run that little reverse play that they have all day long to Lenowski. But as he got to the left corner, he pitched the ball back here to Brecken Reed, and Norfolk Catholic was waiting for that play. And Reed is going to be snowed under on a fourth down and 12 now from the 43-yard line. Adams Central will have to punt the pig away again. All's the end of the football. Wobbly kick. They signal for a fair catch, and they make it down here at the 25-yard line. Back in coverage is going to be Nick Bede. Well, that's why they're the three-time defending state champions. Norfolk Catholic, with a couple of losses during the regular season, to number one-ranked Boone Central Newman Grove, 28-22. And also they lost to Pierce, 22-21. But this is a team that could very well be playing here at a Memorial Stadium in a couple of weeks again. They're probably going to face the number one-ranked team, Boone Central, again next week. Team that they lost to, as we mentioned, just a few weeks ago during the regular season by 6 points. That would be the next meeting between these two teams. Here's Norfolk Catholic back out there. And that's going to be Nathan Boyle, who's back out there for Norfolk Catholic. He's going to have to eat the ball here as we got a holding call. As Boyle went down right at the line of scrimmage. The football is sitting at the 36-yard line. That's going to be a holding call now against Norfolk Catholic. It'll cost him 10 yards. High school football here tonight on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com and also at PlatteRiverPreps.com, where you can find all of our seven games we're broadcasting today on our network of stations at Platte River Radio. It's been a busy day. This is the first game of many that you can find on our network of stations here late this afternoon and this evening. So it's going to bring up a first down and 20 situation. First down and 20. The ball is pushed back here to the 15-yard line. That's the ninth 15-yard line. Boyle's going to hand the ball away across the 15 out to about the 17-yard line. That's going to be Logan Hale carrying the ball again. Logan Hale, the fullback, 5'11", 170, and a junior for the Knights. He moves the ball close to the 18-yard line. Norfolk Catholic not going to be in any hurry to snap anything here, as it is letting as much time off of the play clock wind down. We're going to be under side 6 minutes to play when they snap this ball. Coming up after our ball game, we'll have our player of the game today for Adams Central and hopefully our coach's post-game show before we get out of here. Wide receiver splits out wide to the right side now for Norfolk Catholic. Backs in the I formation, inside handoff. They give it off to the fullback, and that's going nowhere. They get maybe a half a yard or so on the play. So no gain there. Running the football for the Knights of Connie Catholic as they continue to shuttle some folks in. And that's Noah Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer, 5'8", 170 pounds, and a sophomore. And they're exchanging people on just about every play now for the Knights. It is third down and 17 yards to go. Ball is pushed back here to the 18-yard line. So third down and 17 for Norfolk Catholic. Wide receiver comes to the right side of the formation. That's going to be Marcus Teton, who's into the ball game now. Teton is here wide out to the right side. Backs to the I formation with Boyle up under center. Looks left side. The ball is going to be knocked down. Knocked down by Buzz Niederklein. They try to take the ball to the far sideline there. The intended receiver for Norfolk Catholic on the play was Nathan Zock. But Niederklein gets his big meat hooks in there and knocks the ball away. That's going to bring up a fourth down situation. Fourth down and 17 yards to go now. And here comes Norfolk Catholic. They'll have to punt the football away. Dropping back deep for Adams Central is going to be Lenowski. He stands back here at the 50-yard line. So Norfolk Catholic will punt the football here. A high snap. Here comes the pressure. AC nearly got to it. A short kick. It bounces to the 36 back across the 35-yard line where it's going to be down there by Norfolk Catholic. And Adams Central will have pretty good field position. Today's game is brought to you by Krieger Electric, serving the greater Hastings Quad County area since 1950 with complete electrical service for all of your commercial, industrial, and residential needs. You can call Krieger Electric at 402-462-5757 or online at KriegerElectric.com. Well, the Patriots looking for something to take home with them here to wrap up their 2013 season. First down, 10 yards to go. AC with the ball now at the Norfolk Catholic 33-yard line.
Pitch play goes to Niederklein. Niederklein at the 35, down the sideline, 30, 25, crashes forward out of the 20-yard line and run out of bounds. So Buzz Niederklein still in the ball game here for Bill Carlin. Niederklein, one of the seniors on this football team this year for Adams Central. That's going to be a Crozier Park Pharmacy first down as Niederklein takes the ball for about 13 yards. They put it right down at the 20-yard line. 4 minutes and 46 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. It is Norfolk Catholic out on top of Adams Central by a score of 33-0. Wide receiver splits out wide to the left side. That's going to be Lenowski. Lenowski hands the ball away to Niederklein. He's across the 15. He's across the 10, down to about the 9-yard line. Buzz Niederklein picks up another 10 yards plus on the play there as he takes the ball down to the 10-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Norfolk Catholic. They've got some second-teamers. Noah Pfeiffer into the stop there for the Knights as Niederklein picks up another 9 yards in the play. This is all for just stats, nothing else. We're down to 4:20 to play. Niederklein held to only 26 yards in the first half rushing by this defense. There's Niederklein again with the ball at the 10-yard line, 5-yard line. He bowls over him at the goal line and takes it into the end zone for the touchdown. Adams Central takes it in for a touchdown from 11 yards out. And for Buzz Niederklein, he scores his 26th touchdown of the season. So an 11-yard touchdown run by Buzz Niederklein. But the Patriots still have a long way to come back here. We're down to 4 minutes and 7 seconds to play in the football game. It is now a 33-6 ball game in favor of Norfolk Catholic. And the Patriots will line up here. Maybe go for a two-point conversion. Now let's go with a one-point conversion as Jacob Weiss is out there. Attempt a PAT here for Adams Central. So Buzz Niederklein scores his 26th touchdown of the season on an 11-yard run as he bowls over a man at about the goal line and takes it in for the score. Here comes the PAT. It is up there. It is good. So Adams Central finally gets on the scoreboard here with 4 minutes and 7 seconds to play in quarter number four. We'll take a break with a score. Norfolk Catholic 33, Adams Central 7.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
So Adams Central finally on the scoreboard here in this Class C 1 state high school football playoff game. Norfolk Catholic with the lead, dominating the contest here tonight. 33-7 is the score. Buzz Niederklein scoring the touchdown for Adams Central on an 11-yard touchdown scamper. And Adams Central will now kick off here. Coming up after the ball game, we'll have our player of the game, our coach's post-game show, and then we'll get you out to Hershey. We'll get you the remainder of the Hastings St. Cecilia game with the Hershey Panthers here tonight. That ball game just now kicking off. You can catch the St. Cecilia game in its entirety tonight on ESPN 1550 KICS. Action is underway. Here's the kickoff by Weiss. It'll be a short kick. It bounces to the 27. It goes out of bounds on the far side. AC was trying to recover that thing as Weiss put it about an area there where nobody was at. Adams Central nearly had a chance to get to it, but it goes trickling over the sideline marker. And that's where Norfolk Catholic is going to start here this afternoon. So it is going to be a first and 10 here for Norfolk Catholic. They will start this drive from the 35-yard line after that kick goes out of bounds. I'm sure head coach Jeff Beller is just going to elect to keep the ball on the ground here and wind out the final 4 minutes and 7 seconds of this football game. Adams Central is going to wrap up the season with a loss in the first game of the season and a loss in their last. Lost to Cozad in the season opener, strung out 8 straight wins, and they're going to lose here this afternoon to Norfolk Catholic in the Class C1 State High School football playoffs. There's a handoff again. Angling off to the left side is going to be Logan Hale. Hale carrying the ball there. Tackle is made by Alex Keller for the Adams Central Patriot defense. So Hale picks up 1 yard in the play. He moves it from the 35 to the 36-yard line. We'll call it second down and 9 yards to go. 3 minutes and 45 seconds to play here in the football game here this afternoon as the Patriots try to dig in here defensively. Wide receivers again will go left and right. Norfolk Catholic not in any hurry to snap this thing on second down and 9 yards to go from their own 36-yard line. Boyle's going to throw the ball, though. He does here to the near side. The ball's going to be caught out here at the 43-yard line. The reception is made by Marcus Teton for Norfolk Catholic as he makes the reception of the ball. Moves it from the 36 out to about the 43-yard line. Teton is a 5'11", 165-pound junior. Norfolk Catholic now looking at third down in the play. Third down and about 3 yards to go. Football placed right at the 42 is officially where they're going to put it down. Take it to the 45 for the first down. Wide receiver comes to the right side now. It's going to be a Joni Haig that's into the ball game. Back split behind the Boyle as they hand the ball away again across the 45 to the 50. Inside Patriot territory down to the 49-yard line. Noah Pfeiffer carrying the ball again for the Knights. As he moves the ball down to the 49-yard line of Adams Central, that's probably the most we've heard from the crowd here in a while. They give him a round of applause as Noah Pfeiffer picks up the first down. So another Crozier Park Pharmacy first down is chalked up there on the side of Norfolk Catholic. That's their 20th first down in this football game. They have dominated this contest against Adams Central tonight. First down and 10 yards to go. The nose of the football just past the 50-yard line. Wide receiver splits out wide to the right side. Hand off in the backfield. Carrying the ball there and going nowhere is going to be a Jason Mahalik, or Malachek. Malachek carrying the ball there. He's a freshman running back as he is brought down at the 49-yard line. A loss of a couple of yards in the play. We'll call it second down and 12 yards to go. Down to 2 minutes to play here in the football game here tonight. A long road trip to Norfolk here this afternoon. It's going to spell the end of the season for the Adams Central Patriots. Second down and 12 yards to go. Nose of the football is at the 49. Pitchback comes here. Trying to get outside. Penalty flags go down. As the ball carrier goes down, that's Malachek again. He goes down at about the 49, so no gain in the play, but a holding call here on Norfolk Catholic. So the Knights going to be penalized. It won't make a whole lot of difference here with 1:47 to play here in the fourth quarter. A lot of high school football around the radio here tonight. We've got St. Cecilia in the air right now with Hershey over on ESPN 1550 KICS. Blue Hill is playing North Platte St. Pat's right now on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. We'll also have the Giltner game later on tonight on the Breeze beginning at 7. Donovan Trumbull should be wrapping up here soon on the Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR, followed up by Amherst and Loomis on Classic Hits. Connie Catholic and Boone Central Newman Grove coming up tonight on ESPN 1460 KXPN. Everything also available at PlatteRiverPreps.com. There's an inside handoff across the 40 onto the 41-yard line. That's a Pfeiffer carrying the ball again. Noah Pfeiffer. It's going to bring up a third down situation. Third down and 19 yards to go. The ball is out here to the 41-yard line. We're going to be under 1 minute to play when we snap the ball here. And we'll see what the Knights elect to do here. So Norfolk Catholic will move on to the next round against either Kearney Catholic or number one ranked Boone Central, Newman Grove. There's a problem here in the backfield. A new quarterback is into the ball game. That's Miles Verbka. Verbka, the freshman quarterback, now takes the ball up to the 45-yard line. Looked like he wanted to hand it away, but the running back didn't want it. So Verbka, the freshman, gets loose. He squirts forward to about the 45, a pickup of 3 yards in the play. We're down to 40 seconds to play. So now the freshman quarterback is in there for Norfolk Catholic. That's Miles Verbka. 5'7", 140-pounder. I'm sure he didn't think he'd be in the ball game here today. Wide receivers left and right as Norfolk Catholic has got the lead over Adams Central, 33-7. There's a handoff. Pfeiffer again takes the ball to the 45-yard line. And that may be about all she wrote here. We're down to 16 seconds to play. We'll see if they get one more playoff. It's going to bring up a fourth down situation. And that's going to be all she wrote. That was the fourth down there. So they give the ball over on downs. They didn't even punt it away. They just went for it there on fourth down and long. It was far short of a first down. So Adams Central will get the ball here at the 45-yard line with 16 seconds to play. The Patriots come up to the line of scrimmage, and their season is going to be over here. That's Keel Bosses split out wide to the right side. Here's Stein Kruger. He's going to be in the
Wide set. Steinkruger's going to throw the ball. He winds up and throws it downfield. That's going to be knocked away from Lindblad. And that's going to be, let's see, we still got 10 seconds to play. Steinkruger just winds up and throws the ball in the center of the field there. Lindblad had to go from his fingertips at the 15. He was double covered as Norfolk Catholic had a deep safeties back there. Actually, I have another game that's coming up here on this field tonight. Lutheran High Northeast is going to play Hardington Cedar Catholic. That one's scheduled for 7. So a doubleheader here played on this field at Memorial Field in Norfolk here this afternoon. Second down and 10 yards to go. They got the ball at the 45-yard line of Norfolk Catholic. Steinkruger again across the middle. That ball is going to be caught by Lindblad, and he fumbles the football and then drops it. He had the ball in his hands there at the 25-yard line and then dropped the football. It was close to a fumble as Lindblad took a step or two. They call it an incomplete pass, and that's going to bring up a third down situation now. Third down and 10 yards to go. Well, the Patriots are fighting to the bitter end here, although the score is 33-7. Third down and 10 yards to go. Ball is at the 45-yard line of Norfolk Catholic. Niederklein splits out wide to the left side. Wide receiver is Kielbasa. Split out to the right side of the formation. Steinkruger again in the pistol set here. He wants to throw the ball. Throws it down the right sideline. The ball is going to be picked off. Picked off with a 23, back to the 25, to the 30-yard line. And that's going to be all she wrote. The ball is picked off there by the Knights of Norfolk Catholic. And getting the last interception in this ball game was Michael Stinson. Michael Stinson got the interception there for Norfolk Catholic. And that, my friends, is the ball game of the season for the Adams Central Patriots. AC fell behind in the first half, 13-0. And then got absolutely nothing going offensively in the football game today against this Norfolk Catholic defense. And the Knights go on to beat Adams Central tonight by a score of 33-7. Stick around. We've got more coming up. You're listening to High School Football tonight on 1230 KHAS.
From sunup to sundown, you get the job done. No matter what, with a rugged persistence like that at the heart of every Ford truck. When it's time for a new one, we're here. Doing business the way it ought to be. Now drive a new 2013 Ford F-150 XLT with Chrome Package. Save $12,672 off MSRP. Best price, just $31,132. The new Hastings Ford Lincoln. The difference is black and white.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect with brand names like Simmons Beautyrest, Catnapper, and Ashley. Express delivery and a 30-day comfort trial on any new mattress set. Get more than you expect at your locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings and FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
So the Adams Central Patriots fall in the second round of the state high school football playoffs this afternoon. Final score of 33-7. Adams Central wraps up their year with a mark of 8 wins and 2 losses. Norfolk Catholic, they improved to 8 wins and 2 losses now. As Norfolk Catholic will move on to play either Boone Central, Newman Grove, or Kearney Catholic in the third round of the state playoffs coming up next week. It was all Norfolk Catholic here in the ball game. Adams Central has held to only, 49 yards of total offense in the first half here tonight. Norfolk Catholic got into a 13-0 lead by halftime. Jackson Love took in the first touchdown, a one-yard run, with 6 minutes and 45 seconds to play in the second quarter. Capped off a 10-play, 86-yard drive. The point after touchdown was blocked. That made the score 6-0 in favor of the Knights. Norfolk Catholic also took the ball deep into Adams Central territory with 3 minutes to play inside the 15-yard line, but fumbled up the ball. It was recovered by Kendall Oberheide, so he's staying over there. Adams Central dodges a bullet there. They couldn't do anything with the ball and then had to punt. Jerome Halsey got away a 4-yard punt late in the second quarter. It was taken over at the 17-yard line by Norfolk Catholic. They made quick work of things, 6 plays, 17 yards. They throw a 4-yard touchdown pass from Zach Pospisil to Seth Montag. That occurred with 15 seconds to play in the second quarter. It was 13-0 at halftime after the extra points split the uprights. Third quarter belonged to Norfolk Catholic. They scored 3 times. They had a Zach Pospisil to Austin Becker, 14-yard touchdown pass to make it a 20-0 ball game at the 8:23 mark. Came back and they got a touchdown pass, or actually a touchdown run, 37 yards from Nathan Burtzak. The point after was blocked. That made it 26-0. Then it was a Jerome Halsey having problems on special teams again. He was tackled, the punter for AC, and Norfolk Catholic took over. And David Engelhop then got an 11-yard touchdown for Norfolk Catholic to make it 33-0. Adam Central scores in the fourth quarter on an 11-yard touchdown run by Buzz Niederklein, and the final 33-7 in favor of the Norfolk Catholic Knights. So Adam Central going to finish their season 8 wins and 2 losses, winning their first ball game, or losing their first ball game to Cozad, and dropping their closer here tonight to Norfolk Catholic by a score of 33-7. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's postgame show as high school football continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play of tonight's game has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the player of the game and the coach's postgame show on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
Maintenance is cheaper than repair.
Now's the time to get your vehicle into Tice Auto Care for a winter checkup. Winter driving can take a toll on your vehicle, and it's important to make sure it's ready to take on the cold weather. Tice Auto Care can check your brakes, hoses, and fluids so that you're ready for the tough winter driving. Stop by Tice Auto Care and visit with Mike and the crew about your winter vehicle checkup. They're ASE certified at 3rd and Denver in downtown Hastings.
Maintenance is cheaper than repair.
This is the player of the game brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Back here at Memorial Field at Norfolk here tonight. Adam Central drops one to Norfolk Catholic. The score at 33-7. We'll get you the final numbers here in the ballgame. Adam Central completed only 6 of 17 passes today for 39 yards. They had 29 rushes for 101 yards. So Adams Central held to only 140 yards of total offense in the ball game here today. Norfolk Catholic, they completed 11 out of 17 passes for 145 yards. They rushed the ball 49 times for 245 yards. So Norfolk Catholic with 390 yards of total offense in this ball game here today. So 390 to 140 in it. Really spells a defeat for Adams Central as the Patriots drop one here today to Norfolk Catholic by a score of 33-7. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHS. We'll come back and name our player of the game right after this.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
Not much offensive show here for the Patriots in the ball game today, but Buzz Niederklein picks up 60 yards, 15 carries here today after a rather tough afternoon. He had only less than 30 yards in the first half of play, 15 yards and or 15 carries, 60 yards for Buzz Niederklein today. He will be named our player of the game as Adams Central drops their final ball game of the season, final score of 33-7. Buzz Niederklein, our player of the game today for Adams Central. Stick around. The coach's post-game show is up next. You're listening to High School Football.
The player of the game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning at 701 West 1st Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the coach's post-game. Up next, on Hastings Link to local high school sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Krieger Electric Company serves the greater Hastings Quad County area with complete electrical service for commercial businesses, industry, and your home. Krieger Electric is now a proud dealer of Kohler Home Generators. Don't let your neighbor's home be the only one with the lights on during a power outage. Kohler Home Generators give you dependable power and security. And when you support world-class products with a trusted local dealer that's 100% skilled, trained, and qualified like Krieger Electric is, there really is no comparison.
Tom Dinsdale Automotive takes personal luxury a step further with the 2013 Cadillac SRX all-wheel drive luxury collection. Stock number 42680 is a stunning black Raven with ebony interior, trailering equipment for those weekend adventures, and the beautiful 20-inch chrome bright finish wheels. Currently on sale, plus a $3,000 rebate to qualified buyers. Take a test drive today at Tom Dinsdale Automotive, Stolly Park at Webb Road in Grand Island. Check out the entire inventory at dinsdaleauto.com.
The Coach's Postgame Show is brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel, 405 West South Street. Now back to the broadcast booth with Mike Will and Jimmy Purcell.
And we're back here at the Memorial Field in Norfolk here tonight. It was Norfolk Catholic knocking off Adams Central by the score of 33-7 here in the ball game. It was really a dominating performance by the Knights out of Norfolk Catholic. Again, they led 13-0 at the halftime break here this afternoon, and then really opens things up in the third quarter by scoring three touchdowns, a touchdown pass and a run, and another run there by Norfolk Catholic, opened up a 33-0 lead at the end of three, and Adams Central scoring in the fourth quarter of play on the 11-yard touchdown run by Buzz Niederklein to make it a 33-7 ball game as Adams Central finished the season at 8 wins and 2 losses, losing to Cozad in their season opener and losing here to Norfolk Catholic in the finale, so to speak, for Adams Central in the second round of the state high school football playoffs here in Norfolk. Coaches here, we'll take our break, and we'll come back with our coaches' post-game show right after this.
Cully Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946. 65 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Cully Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
Back with the coach, Adams Central head coach Bill Carlin joins us in the post game. And coach, it was not to be here today. A stronger and a bigger football team. We just had problems with it all day.
Yeah, you got to give credit to Norfolk Catholic. Their lines up front were really good, and they won the battle of the trenches, and that was really the ball game.
Jackson Love, we had a problem carousing him in the first half of play. You talked about him in the pregame show. He's everything that he was advertised for here today.
Yeah, he's a very good player. He had a little bit of a knee injury, only played a quarter last week, and they sat him and were able to still win pretty handily. And he's a difference maker. I know against Pierce, when they played them earlier, he carried it 35 times, and he's their go-to guy when they really have to have the ball. And he did a nice job. But they threw the ball well today, and it's because they had their running game going. We had to cheat up a little bit to stop him, and then they got some things going besides.
They did throw the ball around a little bit. We kind of talked that this is not a team that really hangs their hat on the passing game. They didn't complete a whole lot of passes throughout the year, but they threw the ball well today.
Yeah, they did, and it was because they got their running game going. Everything was play action that they threw, and when you get your running game going, those are a lot better plays. So, our kids fought hard. They gave great effort. It just wasn't – we didn't match up well with them today.
Offensively, just a tough time to really get anything going, any kind of a flow for us offensively.
Yeah, we had the first drive. We moved the ball and got a couple of first downs, then got a holding call and stopped our drive. And then next two or three plays, or a series we had, we were three and out, and had a couple drop passes that we maybe could have helped ourselves with a little bit. But those are the kind of plays we have to make in a game of this type.
Problems with the special teams. I had a new punter back there, and you always got to kind of cross your fingers. He hasn't done a whole lot of punting for us. We had some problems in the special teams today.
Yeah, that hurt us a little bit. Having Logan Bowen with a broken hand and still trying to play, but he couldn't punt, and And, you know, throwing Jerome back there, he did the best he could, but he shanked one and gave him the short field and then didn't handle a snap on another one. And so, you know, those are just things that at our level, you know, it's kind of the war of attrition. We had the deepest position I had on my depth chart was injured. And, you know, with seven or eight guys over there on that, and it's just kind of where we got ourselves beat down. That's you can't have that this time of the year.
Field position major in this ball game. It seems like we played the entire time down here on your end of the field.
Yeah, the third quarter wouldn't get over. I mean, it was like forever. And every time I looked up, they were putting some points on the board, and then we'd getting the ball back again on our side of the 40 almost. So, you know, it was just you know, things didn't go our way today. But I give our kids credit for fighting all year long. They, you know, had a tough outing at Cozad to start the season, and Sandwich State wins in between them and this one, and they could have given up the ship real easy, but they came back and got better and fought, and I don't fault their effort at all today. Their effort was, they gave us everything they had. It was just that we were mismatched in some positions.
Great. Bunch of seniors heading out playing their final ball game today.
Yeah, they really were, you know, and that's kind of what we told them, you know, at the end of the third quarter. Hey, you guys got one quarter left in your career. Let's go down fighting. And you know, they did give their best and did what they could do, my hat's off to them.
Okay, thanks for coming up.
Thanks a lot, Mike.
Yep, Bill Carlin, the head coach for Adams Central. Again, the Patriots falling to Norfolk Catholic today by a score of 33-7. Out of yardage in the ball game, 390-140. Buzz Niederklein, 15 carries and only 60 yards for the Patriots in the football game here this afternoon. So Adams Central wraps up the season, 8 wins and 2 losses. Norfolk Catholic, they are now 8-2. Norfolk Catholic will play again. They'll get ready to take on either Boone Central or Kearney Catholic next week in the third round of the state playoffs. Boone Central, one of the teams to beat Norfolk Catholic this year during the regular season at 28-22. Still a lot of high school sports that have to be played on our network of stations at Platte River Radio. Tell what we're going to do right now. We've got Hastings St. Cecilia playing out in Hershey tonight. That ball game got started at 5 o'clock. We're going to join the play-by-play coverage. We'll get you the rest of the Hastings St. Cecilia game coming up next here on 1230 KHAS. For Gene Shaw, who was our statistician and spotter this afternoon, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Norfolk.
The Coach's Postgame Show has been brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel, 405 West South Street in Hastings. Call 402-463-8000. Coverage of high school football has been a presentation of Platte River Radio.